Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you.
AWP Security Call Center.
Yeah. James
Carter. Let me hear you say, Harry, Miss 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 Carter. Let me hear you say, 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 Let me hear you say,
Jay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga presents the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grants include Team Perfect 10, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Femme queen sex siren. High fashion bombshell strikes again for $1,000. The rich bitch. Bitch stole my look for $1,000. Femme queen face. Bring us a cover worthy of GQ magazine for $1,000. Femme queen sexy performance for $500. High fashion streetwear. Versace, Versace, Versace for $500. European Runway, The Look for Less, for $500, as well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball, presented by the legendary Trisha Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C., a weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50. No waits online. And access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin J.C. Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page February 15th.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fan favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seats 10 with refreshments. Available for advanced purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Sheldon Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father J.D. Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch.
I don't give a fuck about you wretched ass lame. You can suck a dick, I'm all about fame. Fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch, straight getting paid. I love money, that's all I gotta say.
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen. How are you doing? Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture. And tonight, we have a lot to talk about. Sometimes I don't even know where to start. But tonight's topic is going to be sharing on social media. And you people all know what I'm talking about. All these pictures and posts and personal information that you are sharing that just comes back and haunts you or comes back to bite you in your ass, honey. That's what we are going to talk about tonight. When enough is enough. When is enough enough, in all honesty? But before we get into tonight's topic, I want to talk a little bit about the bombshell that just hit us not too long ago, that motherfucking post that is surfacing in the new official ballroom radio chat with these girls and this escorting. And I don't know if those are mugshots or what the fuck they are, but bitch, here we go with, again, enough is enough. Oh my God. I'm like, when that happened, if that would have happened earlier today, like by 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock or so, tonight's topic definitely would have been that. I mean, it's just, it's sad to me. And you look at all these young people, and this is what you're seeing. Are those all mugshots? Are, you know, who posted this? Was this something that was made? Is this something that people are looking for? Is, you know, is that done at a police station? Is that done at, I don't even know what the fuck is going on. But I'm sure we will get down, we will get to the bottom of this very, very soon. It's a mess. It's really a mess. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. We will talk about that. I'm sure will pop up as well. All this stuff is not new. This is season 3 of the State of Emergency Show. And I think that we've been talking about some of this stuff, and it's pretty much reoccurring. We talked about prostitution, escorting. We've talked about social media. We talked about so many things over and over again, and it just we keep talking about them. Why do we keep bringing it up? Because it keeps fucking happening, and they're never going to change. So, it's definitely a lot. But I do want to focus on tonight's topic, which is sharing. When a person actually puts themselves out there and they share too much information, or is it enough information, or maybe they don't think it's enough information. I don't know. These pictures. And it's always these fucking pictures. And I'm not just talking about the nude pictures, the dick pictures, the ass pictures, the titty pictures and shit. I'm talking about everything that we're seeing. Bitch, nobody wants to see you sitting on a toilet kissing a fucking cat as you're taking a shit. And you know, it's just, enough is, nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see you just had a client and the client is in the bed, sleep or whatever, naked, and you're doing a selfie with that person in the background. Nobody wants to see that. All y'all people posting all this money and stuff like that, I mean, I've done it too, but I mean, you know, it's like, when is enough enough? You know, we just gotta, I don't know, I just want to talk about it. Because, you know, I'm guilty of some things too. Posting pictures of food, posting pictures of everything that you're fucking doing. And also talking about it, status updates, you know, when you're sharing too much. Over the past couple of weeks, the past couple of weeks, we heard from, you know, different people out there that, you know, put their personal life, personal relationships, and things like that all over Facebook, all over YouTube and stuff. And that is, it's really up to the person. If that's what they choose to do, they choose to do it. But, honey, it's like opening Pandora's box. It's like opening the window, honey, a whole bunch of shit is going to blow in, and you're allowing everybody all up in your business. So, again, tonight we are going to talk about sharing and everything on social media. I want to talk about that. We also will be recapping American Horror Story. My God, tonight that show was phenomenal. And I think next week is the season finale or the season ending. Yeah, season finale, even though next season will be completely different. But next week is the final one, I think. If I'm not mistaken, I'm sure somebody will correct me on that. But it was really good, but I was told to not talk about it too early because some of y'all late people are just watching it and finishing up watching it and shit like that. So I have to see it so late. It has to be one show. Yes, Miss Penelope. Yes. Yes. Gag at that. Yeah, I need to sit down and watch a show while it's live. I know we don't like commercials, but we watch Scandal during commercials, and we watch American Horror Story during commercials. So, come on, y'all, get with it. And so, again, I don't have to be so late when it's time to get on the show. I also want to talk about, you know, like during the last hour and stuff, I want to talk about some of the other shows that I watched this week, like SWV. That was so fucking good. Oh, my God. Housewives of Atlanta, Miss Kenya. I mean, what do y'all really feel about Kenya? We're going to talk about her and Housewives. I want to talk about a couple of little things like that as well. I don't want everything to be based on ballroom and all the activities within ballroom, you know, and all this, you know, straight-up gossip. Let's talk about some real life and stuff that really affects us. Sometimes if we can put ballroom down and all this faggotry and competitiveness and stuff, there are some real good people out there, and we can sit down and talk about other things besides this bullshit. You never know what that person does for you or what you can do for that person, i.e., I want to say, give a big shout-out to the iconic mother in Atlanta, Georgia, Shay Shay Chanel. Thank you for our beautiful conversation today. You just never know what people, you know, the people that are out there that we see on the runways, we see at the ballroom, how they can have an effect on your life or how they can be a part of your life. So I want to say thank you for that as well. She's phenomenal. And, you know, everybody out there, you know, you just never know. Put this stuff away for a few minutes. Put the ballroom, the gossip, the tea, the groups, all the scandals and stuff, and really take the time to get to know a person. Don't know the character. Don't know the entertainer. Don't know the house and all that stuff. Get to know that individual, and you'll be surprised. So big shout-out to her as well. A couple of things I do want to also address really quickly, then I'm going to bring on the GAT cast members. Big shout-out to Atlanta for their events this weekend. The Icon Stewart had a fabulous event this weekend, so kudos to him and everybody that walked and participated. Everybody looked phenomenal. Shout-out to Vito and all the people that, you know, I don't know exactly who threw it, but Vito and, you know, people that threw the awards for as well. You know, everybody looked phenomenal to me. I heard it was good. Anything that's good is when you don't hear about fighting and all the rest of that stuff. So kudos to everybody for having a successful event. Really quickly, I've heard that a lot of people talk about it on Monday and Tuesday, but, you know, I like to give my opinion, even though sometimes I'm late with it. Kelly looked good as far as that whole red carpet thing and that dress. Y'all kept saying, oh, it's not red carpet, it this and that, it is, it ain't, it is, it ain't. Honey, go by the category. The category said red carpet. There's a million types of red carpet out there, and she looked like she was going to, like, the Source Awards or something like that, honey. I've seen people more ratcheter on red carpet than she looked, and she looked phenomenal. So she would have got my fucking vote. No shade to nobody else, but she would have got my vote, not just because my sister or give it to your girlfriend, but I go based on the category. And unless it said a specific type of award ceremony, then I, you know, I had to go based on, you know, using my imagination, any type of award ceremony. So that's where I would have went. But, you know, I just wanted to put an end to that as well, or just give my opinion if it's valid or not. I wasn't there. I wasn't a judge. But I just, since everybody else was giving their opinion, I'm going to give mine, too. What else? Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. All right, let's bring everybody in. I'm not going to waste everybody's time with me and my rambling. Calvin, how are you, darling?
Fine. How are you, Desmond?
I'm fine. You know, a lot of people have been asking me about you, but I'm sure we will talk. But they said you've been silent lately. Everything okay with you?
Oh, everything's fine. Yeah, like you said, we'll talk.
Well, sometimes it's good to be silent, honey. Sit back and stay away from the others, you know, all that bullshit that y'all, that catch me though. All that bullshit that we provide you with, stay away from it sometimes.
Exactly.
But thank you, Calvin, for coming on tonight. Did you watch American Horror Story already?
Yes, God, I did.
Good girl. Good girl. All right, Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Desmond, how are you? Oh, no, I've been talking to you all day.
Hey, Dollface, how are you? I haven't spoken to you in so long.
I know. It seems like hours, days, months go by, and we just don't talk as much as we used to.
It was so many minutes ago that we talked, so many minutes ago. But it's good hearing from you.
I know, because everybody just knows how you're going to turn me.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to turn you. Oh, God. Yeah. I guess I'm the supreme, and I'm, you know, trying to get rid of all the girls that are going to replace me. I guess that's how it works, right? Yeah. Did you watch the American Horror Story?
Oh, you know I did. Hello, Calvin. How are you?
Hey, Jason. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Hold on. I need a sound effect for applause. You're talking about, I know you did, honey. You one of the main late ones watching it. My God. Everybody give Jason a shout out for watching the American Horror Story finally on time. All right. Bishop, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, folks? How y'all doing?
How are you, Bishop?
I'm doing good. I'm been in here. It's been snowing. The snow, you know, had me in the house. And, you know, looked at American Horror Story, of course. It's going to be a key at the end. I got a feeling. But that's about it.
Yeah, girls up there. You know, I'm sitting down here in good old sunny Florida.
Lucky you.
Yeah, up there battling the fucking snow and mountains and mountains. But it's okay. Y'all got it. You know, it's okay over there, honey, because I ain't going to talk too much, honey, because when we get these hurricanes and these fucking storms and tropical storms, bitch, it ain't nothing to fuck with. So I think I'd rather deal with a blizzard than all that bullshit that we go through in the motherfucking summertime. It'd be crazy with these tropical storms and pool be overflowing and flooding and... Oh, child, I got so many stories about that. It's just crazy in the summertime here. All the Florida girls know exactly what I'm talking about with the tropical storms and hurricanes and all the bullshit we go through, especially in the summertime. All right, these other two numbers I don't... Oh, hold on. Yeah, I do remember this one. Callie, California. Here I come. Hey, Michi, how are you?
Hey, Jasmine. How are you doing, doll?
How are you, sweetie?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How's everybody tonight? Hey, Calvin, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Michi?
I'm fine. Thank you so much.
So let me let y'all know really quickly that this queen wants to call me in the middle of American Horror Story as these two bitches are going at it. You know, just giving Sharkeesha and all the rest of that shit. I get this phone call from this bitch, and it says Los Angeles, California. I'm thinking that something is wrong. I'm not knowing who the fuck it is. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to hit the pause button. I answer the phone. It's her.
I know you lost it.
I was like, what? Bishop. Girl. Okay, bye. Girl, bye.
Ms. Jasper.
Did you watch it?
Keep it cute. Girl, you know damn well I ain't watched that show yet out here on this West Coast. You know we ain't got the time to watch it yet.
You said you had questions about last week's episode?
Yeah, when did Miss Thing come back? Miss Thing, they cut her head off. She back and stuff and trying to kill Miss Thing and all this stuff.
So you missed a couple of episodes and you ain't know she was bad.
I was trying to catch up. See, I'm just getting into American Horror Story because y'all just kept, I'm like, this sounds really interesting. And one day I just sat down and watched. Actually, my mother was watching it and I was at her house because she had satellite. I should have went to her house. But she was watching. I'm like, what is this? And she was like, American Horror. I was like, I heard about this. And I was getting in, and Miss Angela Bassett that got me up. She had the little voodoo doll going. I said, yes, I need to get into her.
Don't you hate a late queen?
No, honey. I just have my shows. You have yours. Okay? Now. Hey, Mother Radio. Hey, Jason.
I don't use.
The Puerto Rican princess, honey. The Puerto Rican princess is on the line. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
Hey, Mother. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, what's up, Melissa?
Hey, Bishop. Hey,
Melissa, are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little better. I'm trying to be strong, and, you know.
What's wrong, what
be strong, Miss. Be strong, Miss Thing, but don't be posting bullshit like that. Like I said, tonight's topic, too much sharing. Don't share too much information.
That was what I posted. Wasn't more like business like these girls be doing. It was more like for a reach out, you know. I needed my family to reach out to me, so it was more like a reach out, you know, because I don't have a bunch of people on my, like, profile and shit. Like, I just have family and close friends. So.
Okay, girl. I got you, but be careful what we post, honey.
Yes, Mother.
All right. Before I press one again, you just press one, and then you took your hand up, put your hand down, honey. What you doing? Saying, what you doing? Brian, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hey, Brian.
How's it going, sweetie?
Huh?
How's it going?
It's going good, just sitting here, just chilling. Had a couple of my kids over, we were looking at TV and just chilling out and whatever. That's it.
And what's your weekly update, honey? You know you always give us a weekly update. What's up with you this week? Did you get the job?
Actually, yes, I did. I had an interview with Jurita, one of the mob wives. And I got it, you know, and I'll be working over in Staten Island, doing hair in the salon maybe like 3 or 4 days, and then the rest of I'll be working with her over there. She opened a new makeup store.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
See, I always remember the good stuff about the queen. She sure did. She claimed it. I always remember the good stuff about you. Always the good stuff. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right, let me get to some of these other callers. Brian, I'll be right back with you. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, man.
Yes?
They killed Fiona.
Why would you spill the tea?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why could you spill the tea?
Put me on mute.
Wait a minute.
Who was that crying?
Miss Tay, who is this?
Troublemaker.
Yes, Miss Troublemaker.
Miss Kelly. Kelly, stop your shit, okay?
Miss Kelly don't even know who the fuck Fiona is. She's just fucking being messy.
My hair.
Excuse me.
Who is that? That ain't Kelly.
It's not Kelly. That don't sound like Kelly.
This ain't no Kelly.
No,
that's
not Kelly.
I know who that is.
Who is that?
I'll put tea in your office, mother, later.
Mother?
You don't know who it is?
Yeah, mother, did I miss this? I
missed
that baby shower.
Did I miss something?
Who is this?
That's your brother.
Hello.
That's Trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble, what was you doing there last night? You was causing havoc last night.
Yeah.
That ain't Trouble, honey. I don't know who the fuck that is. I'm leaving it alone. Bye. I don't know who you are. You're going to waste my time with me trying to guess who you are. I'm just going to put by your name. Guess, child. Yeah, I'll be trying to work my nerves. I guess I'm here. Oh, my God. All right, honey. Where are we going? Let me check everything. Hi, chat room. Hi, everybody in the Tens of Shops chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone in the official ballroom, Tens of Shops ballroom, London's Tea Party. Please visit the Tens of Shops like page. I swear to God, if y'all don't make it to that like page and start liking it, I'm going to start removing y'all. I'm going to make a couple of examples very soon. So, where do y'all want to start? Let's start with 267972. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brittany. I'm calling from Philly.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I have a question. I don't know if this was going to be spoken about or not, but I wanted to mention the situation with Tiger Mandingo Mizrahi. I don't know if y'all heard about it, but it's all over the news. Excuse me, I'm a nervous speaker. But there's a situation down south somewhere where a guy just gave 30 different women HIV.
Oh.
And it's all on the internet. You can type his name in. And I don't know if this guy dealt with anybody from the ballroom, but I consider this a public health crisis, and I wanted to know what you think. Should it be discussed? Should people go and get tested, you know, considering he was bi? So can y'all discuss that and the whole issue with Down Low Brothers, because this is a really scary situation for me.
Are you a real female?
Excuse me?
Did you have sex with him?
Oh, no. I'm fish. I'm straight fish. I'm as vanilla as can be, but I have concerns because I'm from Philly, so like I said, this guy was from the Midwest, but I know I saw him on the internet, and like I said, he was introduced as a Mizrahi, and you could check it on the internet, and it's like scary only because as a black woman, I'm heightened about situations like that because of the whole HIV epidemic and my kind being having the highest rate of HIV. So I just think it's something that should be discussed, and I don't know if it's been discussed or not. Excuse me.
Yeah, we have talked about it before. We actually had a special show a few weeks ago. Well, not a few weeks ago. It was last year. I don't know if it was. It wasn't last season, but it was part of the.
It was
I don't
November.
Remember. Was it November? We did have a special show where we had some ladies on that did talk about Down Low Brothers and bisexuality and so forth and so on, and that definitely did come up and stuff. But I mean, like I said earlier, sometimes we have to repeat a lot of stuff just to talk about it. Plus, we have, you know, listeners that are always building with us, and you know, some of them just need to, you know, just be reinformed and stuff. But the good thing is that, you know, you can always go to the archives. I don't know exactly which episode that was, but I can find it. But and just listen to it, because there was a lot of women that was on the show. I think they have a YouTube channel, and you know, they were talking about, you know, the different topics and stuff. But that is something that I may, you know, touch up on within a couple of weeks or so, because I do have, you know, a lineup. But I definitely will think about that.
Well, thank you so much for taking my phone call. First time caller, by the way.
Well, thank you so much, and make sure you tune in every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yes, I will. Take care, ladies. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I'm not a lady.
She said, take care, ladies. I'm the only, me and Melissa,
I
the only
her.
She's on
she's
here.
So respectful. So respectful.
I isn't
like
she?
Her,
so nice.
That's
okay,
why.
Ladies, let's go to the next caller.
I'm a woman.
Let's go, lady.
I'm a woman.
I'm a tranny.
601-651, you're on the air.
Hey,
Justin.
What's going on? Look, I just wanted to comment about the last caller's thing when she called about the Tiger Mandingo situation. My thing is to everybody, and just about that whole situation in general, is if you're going to have random sex with people, not saying I don't know the full grasp of the situation, because it's just been going on. I know it's probably just becoming more prevalent because the case has just gotten out there more mainstream for everybody to see. People need to start protecting themselves. You cannot just be having random sex and thinking it's all good and going raw dog with everybody you meet. It's 2014. It's time out for a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to just throw that out there and just say that. And you can put me back on mute. That's all.
You coming back later?
Yeah, I'll be. You know, I'll be low ride. You know, I like the low ride.
Okay. Jasmine, can I add something to that? I've been in these groups, and what I've seen. What I've seen, no shade, I've seen transgender women and men in these new groups sharing unprotected sex, nocondom.com on their pictures. And there's pictures of them. It's ridiculous. It's very ridiculous.
It's also ridiculous how you in all those fucking rooms. You in every room. I can get all the tea from you, Bishop.
And as everybody.
And Bishop,
everybody
I'm
got a
now.
Spot. We got our on-the-spot reporter from California, our on-the-spot reporter from Texas, and we got our on-the-spot reporter for every Facebook group, Bishop. Work, Bishop.
But now on, Bishop, can you inbox me before you start putting me in groups?
I'm
I
sorry
in
about that.
And I start cussing them people out. When I'm like, what the hell is this? I got cussed out in three groups you put me in because I made a comment about a disgusting picture I saw because I didn't see no condom. And they wanted to get offensive because I asked a question.
I'm sorry about that. What happens is I have this thing we call the app, which is a Max app. I apologize tremendously. Got a Max app at all of the people that are on my friend list. And my troll page list, they get added to the group. I apologize, guys. It will not happen again.
Oh,
and some damn group called Vance. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, that's my group. That's actually my group. And then I also have another group, which anybody can just post in, and it's called Let's Make Magic. And that's like the positive group I got. It's a networking group.
Sakina, I need you to do me a favor. Sakina, do me a favor. I know you're listening. See if you could find out. I don't know how you could find out. You may have to go into your Texas, or I don't know if you wrote it down, or your friend wrote it down, but see if you can find out that episode that we did with your friend about, you know, the brothers and stuff like that. And let me know. Inbox it to me so if the young lady is still listening, I can tell her where to go for the archive.
And Calvin, if Calvin, daughter, if you listening, you can inbox me because you're good at that too. I mean,
right.
Chris, not Calvin, Chris. Sorry, Calvin, you're not my child. You're not Ema's child.
Is that a bad thing? The way you said it?
Really quickly, I want to just say something really quickly. What is, I mean, I've been, you know, thinking, some of the news that be coming across my feeds and some of the news that I hear, oh, my God, the little boy. Can somebody give me an update on that? I know that they found the boy's remains and stuff, you know, in the water and everything like that. But the little autistic boy that, you know, they just found out that he was dead and everything. I don't really be paying attention to a lot of stuff, but can somebody give me a little update on that? I know he left the school. The parents are holding the school responsible for what happened because they let the boy out or whatever. And then they found his body in the water. So are they saying that somebody killed him or something happened in the water, animals got him? What was the tea with that?
They only said they found his remains, so.
Right. They said they found pieces of him, his skull, and some other things. So, I mean, I don't know what animal that could actually dismember a person in the United States, maybe a wolf or something, but, I mean, it looks like that there's a killer.
Oh, my God. That's, you know, like, somebody posted it earlier. You know, I forget who posted it when I seen it. Not earlier, but yesterday. So, like, who gets the fuck off on killing young kids and even dismembering them? What the hell is wrong with people? Oh, my God, that's just so sad. That's just really fucking sad. It's, ugh. That really got to me when I heard about that. That was just really, really a lot. 917-693, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Happy New Year. This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, where you been?
I work early in the morning, and I was...
Oh, that voice changes.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Keisha.
I'm calling about the thing about the little boy, and it's been talked about all over. I don't live too far from where he's actually from, maybe 20-minute drive. He's from Astoria. But what really bothers me is this is not the first time he's left and escaped to school. It's the second time. Those kind of kids are considered high risk, and when they're considered high risk, they should be watched.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was not watched, mm-hmm. which makes me believe that, and I hate to say this, please don't take it personal, but I think it was a setup. Because how the fuck you let this boy get away again if he's a high risk? How did security let him leave that building again, twice? And this is why I feel there's something, it's not making any sense to me. And I feel that it's not making any sense to me, because this is the second time he got away, and this is why I feel that they knew they were going to sue, and someone's getting paid on the low as well. This is why I don't think it's not making any sense to me. How you let this boy get away twice? And then, like you said, Jasmine, who decides to chop up an autistic child? The kid can't even talk back. He can't talk back. So you mean tell me the predator was outside waiting for him when he ran out and just took him away and kidnapped him and chopped him up? This is why it's not making any sense to me. It's not making any sense, and I feel it's a setup. That's
it. She got a valid point.
She really do. Well, thank you, Keisha.
All right.
Thank you, Keisha, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Well, let's get to tonight's topic. Remind me when we talk about our TV shows. I need to know what the fuck happened to Christopher Williams. He was fierce.
Oh, age happened to him.
Honey, that's another. I've seen people age very, very well, and
old age and that shit.
Yeah, like I said, old age. I've seen people. Oh, it's that shit. That's it, that shit. 347-889, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, Jazz.
Hey, Christina.
Hey.
Can y'all hear me? Because I only have one
yeah.
ball on my phone. I
can hear you.
Yeah, the show, we didn't shoot that yet. We're getting ready to shoot it next month. Like the middle of the month.
I wanted to, when did we do the show on the air? Do you remember?
Oh, you're talking about the actual show.
I knew it was in the summertime, or right before the summer.
Yeah, if you could find out for me.
What month do you go off the air?
June. Like May, I think we went off the air.
It was right before that.
Okay.
It was right before that.
So, yeah, I think it was sometime in May, April or May of last year is when we did do that show. So, but if we find it May 1st, Chris, thank you, Chris. You be on point.
I told you.
You be on point. Thank you, Chris. And May 1st, if you can go, the young lady that called from Philly, if you can go to the Blog Talk website and look in the archive episodes for Tens of Chops, you can find it. I'm getting told that it was, being told that it was May 1st, the State of Emergency show, May 1st. That was the episode that we talked about, you know, your topic that you want to talk about. But again, we probably will address it again. Christopher Williams ain't age well because he is in the Jasmine Guy bracket. All right, I gotta get into tonight's topic. We'll be wasting time talking. Thank you, Sakina.
You're welcome.
All right, darling. All right, let's talk about social media and people posting stuff that is just really a little too much. It's a lot with it. So I don't want to say the wrong things or offend anybody, so sometimes I just kind of low ride with it. But I want to get everybody's opinion on some of the things that we see, especially on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, things of that sort. Even, oh, my God, you see, this is where we can never get into a topic. It's a lot of things that cross my mind. Did Bow Wow really get fired from 106 and Park for using the corporate card to pay child support?
I think that's crazy.
You think that's fake?
Yeah, I do.
But was he on there today?
I don't watch that show. But I think that... But a lot of stuff that come from that site is fake. Like a lot of stories that come from that site is fake.
Okay. Well, somebody find out the real tea, honey. She's just showing her true colors. That was a queen move. Work. All right, let's get into the next topic, honey. What do y'all feel about people posting too much information? Do you think you even post information? Did you realize you post so much information? Did you say, damn, I shouldn't be posting that shit, and I need to hold back, or I need to kind of back up a little bit? What is your opinion on that itself? I'm going to start from the top to the bottom. Calvin, how do you feel about that?
I agree that there are some things that should not be shared. You know, I've even shared some things that should not have been shared online, because like you said, people can use it to come for you at the end of it all. I can't say I'm completely done or I've completely stopped, but I have winged back on doing it because I've noticed that my godkids and my nieces and nephews are getting old enough to go on Facebook and Instagram and things like that, and I don't need them to see everything that Uncle CJ or Uncle Calvin is doing. And, you know, I think, like I said, there are some things that just need to be left unsaid or unphotographed.
Well, it's just not everybody's business, in all honesty. I mean, you got to have a private life. That's what it is, a private life. And I think a lot of people just use these outlets to just share. But I think sometimes they're just sharing a little too much. I mean, it's okay to share, but it's a little too much. I remember when Facebook first came out and Twitter and stuff, pictures was like, just walked into the bathroom, just took a shower, just brushed my teeth, bitch, just took a shit, just farted. I mean, come on, really? Like, where are you going with that? Yeah, I don't get it.
I've actually seen some of my female friends talking about, well, I'm on my period or, you know, this, this, that.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, well, it's just, ew, we don't need to know that you're, you know, bleeding or about to ovulate.
Yeah, it,
or anything
to me,
like
it's
that.
Just a lot with that when it comes to some of the stuff that you share. Jason, what is your opinion on it? Like, I mean, have you done it and, you know, did
I mean,
you learn from
I am,
it? And
I have done it. I'm guilty of it, and I've learned from it. That I was having this conversation when I saw that this was your topic. I was having this conversation with somebody earlier, and I was noticed, and I noticed myself that I've stopped doing some things, but they're like some things you post. Like if I'm in a barbershop and something happens that's funny, because like it was one time I was in a barbershop, Jasmine, and you remember I called you because the boys in the barbershop
mm-hmm.
were talking. They were talking about the trans. They were talking about how real some of the trans girls were, and how some of them weren't. And I was just gagging that. Because of social media, straight men have now access to trans women, and they know them by name and all this other kind of stuff. So, I mean, some things it's good for, some things it's good for to vent, because, like, to me, Facebook was like therapy, because sometimes you could just go in there and vent, and I really didn't care what anybody said. It was just like, okay, you could just get it out your system. But then when you start posting certain things and posting pictures of you eating food all the time, I mean, like, some things people just don't need to see. Some things people just don't need to know. And then, because then you get, at the end, you end up getting mad because people are in your business, but, bitch, you invited them to your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's definitely true. Michi, your opinion?
Muting
her phone because she's doing something.
I'm listening. I just feel it's a mockery for those people to decide to do such a thing. I wouldn't. I'm just playing. I've done it. Been guilty of it. You know, sometimes you just feel like, you know, expressing yourself, and you kind of just express yourself. I mean, I wouldn't post any nudity. I just can't do that. But, you know, I made some posts about some things that, you know, it was a kiki to me or it was cute to me. But some stuff, somebody inboxed me, be like, now, shit, come on. Stop your shit. I'd be like, what? So, you know, everything is not meant to go on the internet. And
it really isn't.
Yeah, and what you got to fail to realize is Facebook is very, they can screenshot you, they can save the photo to their computer download. Like, it is just very, it is really so, so much going on Facebook.
It is, and Icon Penelope, thank you for bringing that up, because I will definitely use that as an example. As a business owner, as a person who hires employees and fires them, I have definitely utilized the art of searching someone's information up and finding some of their profiles and stuff to see the type of person that I am trying to hire for my establishment. And there has been a lot of times I have come across people and seen their profiles, and it helped determine if I should hire them or not. And believe me, a lot of people did not get hired based on their activities on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That comes from a business owner. So you need to be careful what you post out there, because other people can be just like me as they are determining your future, if it's being hired for a position or being hired for even an event or any type of thing. They definitely can utilize that against you. And I don't care, you know, and there's so many ways of doing it. You can search up a bitch by their phone number, their email address, your real name. Y'all can put fake names and stuff, but, you know, some of y'all ain't really that smart. Y'all put a fake name, but, you know, in the profile, you're putting your real phone number or your real email address. A bitch like me is searching up everything. Your name, your family's name, your email address, your phone number, and everything, because I want to know a little bit more about you. I don't want to have to sit here and pay X amount of dollars to do these background checks. And half of the time, the background check is only looking for certain things. I want to know the person that's coming into the establishment, the person that's going to be working around my money, my credit cards, my customers' information, so forth and so on. So, yes, I will do research on you to know who you are before I allow you into my establishment. So, you know, and that's just coming from me. You know, and, hey, I have a queen mentality. So, you know, you never know what these people are going to do, so you need to be fucking careful. And like Icon Penelope said, you got to be sitting here wondering why y'all didn't get that call back. And that's exactly the reason why. Y'all do not get that call back because you have no idea what these people are doing as you sat there and walked out that interview, walked out that office saying, oh, I hope I get the job, oh, I hope I get the job. It's really sad. Be careful what you do. Melissa, your opinion on all that?
I guess I'm guilty of it also, but I have learned from my mistakes. And, I mean, I really even go on there. I just go on there as a key now. Like, once in a while, like, I guess everybody, you know, have their little rage moments or whatever. But I try not to post something crazy up there and stuff. I learned my lesson.
Okay. I mean, as long as you learn from it and stuff, I mean, that's the most important thing. Bishop, I see you. I see you, baby. I'm going to get to you shortly, honey. Bishop, your opinion?
I'm just trying not to be long with it, and I'm going to use an example, and it's a no-shade example. Yes, I've been very guilty of it, and it has incriminated me a lot of times. I used to post up new pictures of me, and then when I tried someone in the group, they took that new picture and incriminated my ass for the gods. But my thing is, for example, is certain stuff that you need to talk to with your insignificant other or the person that you have dealt with, and I'm talking to Stasha, no shade. Certain things that you keep off of Facebook, Zion, no shade. Santonio, no shade. It's certain
Ooh.
Things that you keep off Facebook,
Ooh.
Social media,
Ooh.
That people will share and run with it for the gods. Thank you.
I don't know who is coaching you or who is doing with you, but baby.
Yeah, I sit here and wonder why he's a part of the show. Because I know what to allow and who is going to bring it right. And he is so 100% correct. That is another reason why I created tonight's topic, just because of that. All that back and forth stuff that people are doing, y'all know that people will utilize any opportunity to get something against you or throw something against you, and that is exactly what is happening on here. In all honesty, what's going on between them three is really going on between them three. That is really nobody's business. 5 years from now, it would just be a rumor and a gossip. That's all it would be. Now we get to see it head on right before. I mean, I had this conversation with somebody about a week ago. Everything is so instant now. You know exactly what is happening from your bedroom, from your bathroom. Mm-hmm. You can know exactly who just did who, fucked who, broke up with who, fought who, and everything as you are just getting out the shower. You don't have to wait. You don't have to go out to hear it. It used to be, oh, when you got to the club, you come back from the club. Guess what happened? Guess who did this? Guess who did that? Guess what I found out at the club tonight? Bitch, no, you find out right away. Right away. I don't make no fucking sense at all.
And being as though that you're a role model, and for the gay community, period, this shit shouldn't be circled out. And then on top of that, no shade, it messes up what you have done positive in the pageantry world. Sorry, Stasha. Just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying what it's on my mind. And I love you.
Work, Bishop. No shade. That's his opinion. Work. And he said it's so professional. Work. My little pumpkin, J-Rock, you're on the air.
No shade. Bishop is a queen.
You come on being negative, Nancy.
That's not negative. I'm saying I'm shocked. I'm like flabbergasted because you just showed up one day with all these terms and stuff, and I'm just like, bitch, that's you.
J-Rock, he didn't show up. They was there all along. Y'all just played boo-boo the fool to him.
How y'all doing tonight?
How are you, J-Rock?
I'm really disturbed. I'm disturbed right now because, well, we'll talk about that later. I'm really disturbed.
I'm going to need Michi. So what is up with y'all Ebony's, for real? Y'all not going to play that on this line tonight, on Wednesday. Y'all Ebony's is not that motherfucking fat. Take y'all asses off the speakerphone and hold the phone next to y'all ear like everybody else is doing.
Oh, y'all didn't hear me? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we heard you. I heard you and all that air in the background.
Oh, I was scrambling some eggs. I didn't, you know.
Well, can we invest in headsets and Bluetooth? I mean, yeah, okay. Now, serious. Let me read all of y'all. Monday, I'm going to read y'all Monday people, Tuesday people, and Wednesday people. Y'all all need to invest. Y'all have been doing this for so long. 6 years, Miss Sting, sister. Y'all need to invest in headsets and microphones and stuff. And y'all been doing it for this long. Icons, overall fathers, Bluetooth, promoters, Marcuses, Jasons, J-Rocks, everybody. Y'all all need to invest in professionalism. Y'all have an
old. It's a recession.
A child, please. I know what to get everybody for fucking Christmas next year.
Jasmine, back to the topic at hand, because I heard what y'all were talking about. I just wanted to say that I've kicked a lot of people out of the military because of Facebook. And I keep telling people, like,
really?
Yes, I have. Because I keep, like, I be trying to tell my little brother and stuff, you know, if they don't think the police and everybody, they use Facebook and Twitter, even if your profile is secret, they can see it. Just like on CNN the other night, if you look at one of my posts, this girl went missing. I don't know if y'all seen it. Some girl went missing. They're on CNN. They're dissecting every last one of her tweets. You know, like she may say, oh, you know, this is, like, say, for example, I would say something like, well, you know, if it's any time to die, now is the time. But now I'm missing. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm missing. Or either she said something about, like, her being in a relationship. She's dangerously in love and all this kind of stuff. So now they're like, well, did she, like, run off with somebody? And they're dissecting everything. If you say, and this is how my little brother got in trouble one time. It was something to the effect of, when I see y'all, you know, don't be scared because of this, that, and this and that. And, you know, calling out his fit and his hood. And then the next thing you know, he goes to school, get out of school. This boy gets jumped. My little brother is nowhere near the fight. But because of his Facebook, he goes to juvenile only for the little boy to wake up out of the coma, go to court and say, no, he didn't have anything to do with it. But this is after my little brother had spent like a month to 2 months in juvenile and going to alternative school all because of something he posted towards that set. You see what I'm saying? So these people look at your Facebook and something like with me, I've even had people say, I had this one kid said, about to go over my friend's house and smoke that Fruity Kush. So I was like, oh, so you want to smoke some Fruity Kush, huh? So I went by it.
What up?
I thought that was my fault.
No, that's him. But J-Rock, I think we lost you. You and Shamika, something about your phones. I bet you if I was to dissect your phone, I could find out what the issue is. Because y'all be thinking we hanging up on y'all and stuff, and y'all just automatically disappear. J-Rock, I can't hear you. I don't know if your phone got muted or what. Oh, and mind you, see, that's the weird thing. It says that he's still there unmuted, but he just called back in. J-Rock, you're back.
it's like something going on with the down here in the South, because that kept happening to me and Shamika last night, and then Jason kept saying I was gone, but I was here. But like I said, one of the recruits said he was going to go smoke Kush, so I went by his house, countered him, and I had a drug test right there with me. I said, "You going to go smoke Kush?" And he was like, "What do you mean?" I said, "Go ahead and pee in this cup." And he pissed hot, and I kicked his ass straight out. I said, "Because, bitch, I don't need you in the motherfucking military putting somebody's life in danger because you want to be fucking high." And he was going to be an electrical engineer. So you can kill somebody else's child because you want to be fucking high.
Jasmine, Justin just hit me up. He wants to say something.
Yeah, I'm going to come to him. I want J-Rock to finish. I see everybody's hand up. I'm coming to y'all shortly.
Okay.
Well,
I was finished.
Okay, let me go to these callers. I'm coming to you, Justin, in a minute. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jasmine?
Hi.
Well, my only question was, concern was about posting on Facebook. Sometimes after that, we post, like, at random moments, like, I guess, maybe going through something at that particular moment, you know, somebody make you upset, you make a random post, and then, like, maybe 10 minutes later, you're like, damn, I shouldn't have put that out. Let me take this off or whatever. So sometimes we need to counter things, like, before we act.
I agree with you. And thank you, caller. I do agree, and I have seen that happen. I have seen people, you know, just vent. But just sometimes you have to realize that venting is not, you know, don't do it on Facebook. You know, maybe go to the gym or, you know, go punch a punching bag or something like that. Don't vent on Facebook because, you know, some of that comes back to haunt you. I mean, you got to look at Facebook alone and look at how many people see this shit. I just created this like page for Tens of Chops. And I just look at the numbers, not the people that are, like, listening or whatever, because it's just it's called building, you know, building an audience. But you look at the numbers and the way it's being promoted, and even within a week, I can screenshot this, within a week, 30,292 people on Facebook, 30,292 people on Facebook within 1 week have looked and visited the Tens of Chops like page on Facebook. So these are people that are just looking. You can put something on there so quick and you're venting, I can't take it no more, I can't do this no more, so forth and so on. You get mad, and then, bitch, you got a million people hitting you up in your inbox. Some of them can't even handle it. You know the first thing they do? Deactivate their page.
Mm-hmm.
They want to deactivate their page because they don't know how to handle all the retaliation and everything that's coming their way. They deactivate their page. I can't do this no more. I don't need Facebook. I don't want to be bothered with this shit no more. They deactivate their page. Of course, 48 hours later, they're back because they don't want to miss nothing. But why put yourself out there like that? Go to a gym. Go somewhere and punch a punching bag, bitch. Depending on where you live, go punch a hole in the wall. Do something like that. You know, just stop sharing so much because then you show different sides to you and it's just really not good. And I don't like to see people posting pictures. I don't care if, you know, our history or not. But don't be posting motherfucking pictures of you putting a gun in your fucking mouth. That don't make no sense either. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say to everybody, I mean, I've gone through my whole little thing because I guess I've grown into the social media thing because I guess during my day, you know, you still had little things you could post pictures and stuff like that. I had my news and stuff like that or whatever, whatever. But what I had to learn is not to be able to put out things that won't come back to haunt me. Because in a lot of ways, I ended up having a lot of things that came back and just floated back my way, and I was not too happy about that. And there's probably still some pictures out there to this day, but, you know, those people, I probably hunt them down. And so the Facebook thing, Facebook by itself is a root, and I, when I call it a root, it's like really a double-edged sword, because it can always what you're saying is already is saved somewhere. Somebody can, like just somebody else was saying, it can be screenshotted and saved. Like my phone is full of stuff, whatever. That, you know, I just screenshot at random, and I know if I do it, other people do it. So I'm highly concerned with that for myself, so I limit what I say, how I say it, and who I say it to. And if it's something so pressing that I really gotta say it, I don't say it on Facebook, because I don't know if anybody has noticed the thing is, when the president was talking about the other day, as far as the data cache they have, that has all the information of access to things that you do on the internet, and that's just like everybody, and they can go through it and look through that stuff and find out what you're saying, when you said it, who you said it to, and where you said it at. So it behooves somebody to be able to limit and watch what they say and how they say it. That's what I really wanted to say. It's scary to me, because some people don't think about it, and some people at a young age don't care. When I was younger, I didn't care. Now it's a whole different ball game, because I don't want some of the stuff that I was doing on the internet to be out and about. But that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Justin. Yeah, I mean, we see it happen a lot, especially with celebrities as well. You know, these people, and we've talked about this before. You know, this is a topic we have talked about, and, you know, maybe in a different way or so. But we look at these celebrities or people that's trying to be celebrities or auditioning for these different types of shows and talent shows and things of that sort, and your history comes back and haunts you with, like, pictures and things that you have put out there and stuff. You know, that's how we get to see these pictures of celebrities and, you know, them nude and, you know, these sex tapes and things of that sort. It's like, when you put yourself out there, do not ever think that it won't come back to haunt you, and people will use that against you. Also, you know, I don't know if it was here in Florida, but I did see a couple of times, I think I've seen it on the news, where somebody, it was a neighborhood, I don't know if it was in Florida or not, so much be going on, but it was a neighborhood that was being robbed and a lot of stuff was happening, and then they found the guy because he wanted to be stupid and post on Instagram all this money, furniture, electronics and stuff that he had, posting it on his, you know, on his Instagram and stuff, and somebody reported him, and the police raided his house. You know, they found him, raided the house and stuff, and found out that he was the one that was robbing everybody in the neighborhood. He had all that stuff, all because he wanted to be sad and post the shit on Instagram. And there's a lot of haters out there. They see that shit, and best believe they're reporting you, just like with our group. They want to report something because there's a lot of haters out there, or they want to, you know, report you or something because you did a crime or something. But you just got to be careful what you put, especially if you're not innocent. If you're guilty of something, child, this is not the place to be sharing it. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I mean, I think I'm guilty of posting different things or whatever, but not to the extreme of, like, whatever, something that will be haunting me. More like, I've done the money shot things, I've done the food things or something like that, but nothing to haunt me. But, I mean, I look at it as if, that's their page. They can post whatever they want to post. I mean, and if you don't want to look at it or comment it or whatever, keep scrolling your phone. Don't look at it. It shouldn't bother you. But, I mean, you know, like, it's whatever. I mean, I see some things that, like, things that I don't like or what I don't want to see that's horrific or something. I push my phone, hide it, and I keep scrolling up, you know. So, I mean, that's what I have to say about that.
Okay, Brian, thank you so much. I'm coming to you, Sakina. Private caller, you're on the air.
754 Manita, apartment 32, Bronx, New York, 10474. You could definitely send me a headset. I will definitely accept it.
Oh. Can we just all have a moment, please?
Sure. What we having a moment for? Oh, we having a moment for J-Rock Cricket Phone to keep hanging up.
How are you, Kelly?
I'm finding yourself.
13-year Sprint premier customer, Kelly.
Yeah.
Girl, she ain't working like that.
Kelly, are you guilty of posting stuff that you... But see, Kelly's a good one, though. Kelly, Kelly does her thing, but the girls don't be having access, like, you know, to Kelly's shit. Kelly, how do you protect yourself from a lot of shit that goes on?
I protect myself is because I don't talk to motherfucking bitches on Facebook, and I don't talk to bitches through motherfucking text messages. If conversations get that graphic or that deep, we pick up the motherfucking phone. And we start talking that way. I don't talk on Facebook. I don't send shit on Facebook. Whatever I send to somebody on Facebook, whatever I want to send over to my girlfriend, Laura Spears, I send it over because, bitch, if she decide one day she want to screenshot it, I don't give two fucks. But if it's something that I don't want to be screenshot, I pick up the phone and I reach out and touch someone.
The old-fashioned way.
Okay, bitches don't know. Bitches want to sit here and conversations get real deep and interested. And say, oh, send me a picture, dude. Excuse me? You got to come see that in person.
Okay.
Okay, everything that I put out on Facebook, I put it out because I want it out. And I don't give a fuck about it going anyplace. I don't do nude pictures. I don't do none of those things, honey. I have never, and I never will. And if you got one of me, bitch, it's something that looks like me, but it ain't.
Girl, it's you, girl.
Oh no, it's not me, baby. Oh no, trust me, it's not me.
Oh, it's you, honey.
So that Christmas ham is not your ass.
It's your ass, but I got a picture of your ass.
No, you think you do.
Oh, no, I know I do. Remember that night when you and Jason accidentally...
Da.
Okay, I still got it in my computer.
Hold on, what night that what happened?
Oh, don't worry. This is before you came around, my love.
J-Rock, what happened?
They were supposed to be posting, Michi, they were supposed to be posting something in the tea party, but they posted it in the wrong room, honey, and before they get a chance to snatch it, I snatched it.
Hey, Kelly's the queen, honey. Kelly is the queen of snatching.
Yes.
Y'all don't realize y'all put something up and then y'all be like, oh shit, I gotta take that down. Before y'all take it down, this girl right here will screenshot it. She will capture it so quick. Y'all gotta be careful what y'all do.
First of all, Facebook is messy, and whoever invented it is messy. Because when you try to take something down, all of a sudden Facebook be stalling when you try to take something down real quick. Or it'll say that it's deleted, then you'll go back and you'll be like, wait a minute. That's still there, and you have to read. Ugh, it's stupid. It's just like the official ballroom. I don't know what y'all got that page on, but if you write a stupid ass post and you don't do spell check, it will not let you edit. So if you sound like a dumb bitch, you just sound like a dumb bitch, and I'm tired of sounding like a dumb ass bitch. You know.
Okay. Sakina, you're back.
Yeah, y'all talking about, like, personal shit, like, posting up sex parts and all that shit that people judge you, start beef and all that, but I just can't get over any illegal, like, statements, pictures I see on my newsfeed all the time, like, motherfuckers with some good bud, they like, yeah, I don't smoke no real weed, this that real shit, shoeboxes full of weed, motherfuckers be trying to buy food stamps. It's kind of crazy shit, like, on my newsfeed. Like, to me, that's crazy. Like, I don't know, people just feel like, I don't think people really think about the fact that that shit is out there forever. Like, that's crazy. All kind of illegal shit, trying to sell drugs, buy drugs. Somebody said they wanted some kids for tax return the other day.
Oh. Let me give y'all. I don't know what in the Sam motherfucking hell possessed this motherfucking bitch to hit me up on Facebook and ask me, do I pump the girls?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly.
Mistake girl, I blocked she so quick, Mistake girl. Like, I thought she was trying to set me up.
Baby, that was the FBI, bitch. That was the... Did you pump the girl? That's what I'm saying. People, you know, people are bold enough to hit you up on your wall versus even in your inbox or calling you and saying, yeah, you know where the weed at? No, bitch, I don't know where the weed at. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of crazy. It's definitely kind of crazy. If you guys are on the phone line and you want to touch up on tonight's topic or share something with us or tell us some of the craziest shit that you have seen out there, please press 1 and tune in. Caller 347-200, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Kelly. Kelly, are you out there?
I'm here.
Kelly, I have to tell you, I am a secret fan of yours. You are my guilty pleasure. I love watching Ballroom Throwbacks because of you. I don't even want to see it if you're not on it, honestly. And I...
Okay, y'all can go private with all that bullshit. It's not Monday night. Y'all go private with all that. I don't want to hear that.
Yes,
save that for Monday.
He gives me
no vote. No vote.
No vote.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Jasmine, I just want you to know you are my guilty pleasure.
Always going to give y'all something new.
That shit was like Kelly was a bonbon or some shit. You're my guilty pleasure.
Oh,
shit. Yo, I can't
really
with
got,
y'all.
Kelly really got fans. Y'all better leave it alone. Tell me.
Honey, hey, Kelly, you know I put y'all private, right?
Who?
You and your fan. Call it.
Kelly, run,
Kelly,
bitch,
got
run.
Caller 347-200. You call in on Mondays with that, not on Wednesdays.
But say, don't do that to him.
He sound like... He probably was the type of people that be off like that movie Bodyguard, that dude that was sending Whitney Houston all that mail.
Okay.
Be careful, honey. You got to be careful what you say on this radio, because now if anything happens to Kelly, we're going to remember 347-200 because you sounded,
oh, yes,
you know.
Bitch.
You got,
oh, bitch.
Yeah,
I got to worry about nothing happening to me, bitch. Only thing y'all got to worry about happening to me, bitch, is somebody in blue coming to motherfucking pick me up, a bitch. Besides that, bitch, y'all got to worry about none of these queens doing nothing to this.
Kelly.
Kelly I was commenting on one Kelly pictures, and somebody was like, I will marry you right now. I was like, Lord.
Kelly, you better call up Kevin Costner.
Yo, word, Kel, you got to read between the lines, yo. We talking about screenshot and shit. That nigga got a whole wall and nothing but you watch.
Ooh. Imagine, though.
It took all that shit.
I have nothing. You have everything, bitch.
Just like this.
Okay.
Just like this wall of all these mug shots at the official Boba radio station.
So, Kelly, give us an update on that while we take a break from too much information. What the fuck is going on with that?
Well,
that's too much information.
I don't know how the tea got out, but four of the seven suspects are my children.
Oh, no.
Yeah, four of the seven suspects is my children. So... somebody in the, you know, in the field had gave me a warning to let me know, you know, they know them from seeing them on Ballroom Throwbacks and told me to let them know that they're being looked at. And so I called them and told them, and I gagged, bitch, because the pictures was up. I had the picture and everything, but I never was going to post a picture up, and then I gagged. I went to my news feed, and somebody else already had it on their news feed, Miss Day. And so only thing I tell the girls is, Miss Day, if you're going to be an escort, escort, Miss Day. Stop robbing, Miss Day. I know it's fab, Miss Day, to get a date, Miss Day, and get a Rolex, Miss Day, and make 10 stacks, Miss Day, but it's time to start pulling that dick out and opening those mouths, Miss Thang, and going back to doing what you have to do the right way.
So yeah, wait a minute. Are those all mug shots of them?
Yeah, those are all mug shots.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they was school pictures.
No, those are all mug shots, honey. Those are all mug shots, honey. And three out of the four out of the seven individuals are my children. Four out of seven other individuals just got released from custody.
Oh, please shut them up.
Yo, bitch, you shut the fuck up. Don't play with my motherfucking kids.
Don't come for her kids. Don't come for her kids.
Don't play with my kids, baby, okay? I got six motherfucking kids. Don't play with my kids.
Oh, Lord.
Do you know what this chick just told me today? That, you know, she don't know what she's going to do with her kids, but whatever she do, she's going to make people sign contracts and everything, because if anything goes wrong, she's going to pick them back up.
It's no shame, Miss Thing. If I do decide, you know, because it was four puppies. One of them died. One of the little girls died. So it's two boys and a girl. If I do decide to sell them, Miss Thing, I really care about my kids like they're really my kids, Miss Thing. If I'm selling my dogs to somebody, we have to sign a contract, Miss Thing, and everything, Miss Thing. I need to get pictures once a month, Miss Thing, to know that they're taken care of and everything, Miss Thing. And if they're not taken care of to the standards of my being, Miss Thing, how I take care of my children, Miss Thing, I can come back and take the dogs back, Miss Thing, and it's no reason.
Oh, you repossessing aunt? Oh, my goodness.
Do they get that money back for all the time and stuff that they invested in them? No.
Because
you ain't getting no
dog
back.
I bet you wish you would try to come back over here and take this dog.
Yeah, make sure you put all that in the contract.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna put all of that in the contract, Miss Thing, because people don't, you know, people, a lot of people want dogs. I was watching one of the judge shows the other day. A lot of people want animals, but then when they get the animals, they don't know how to take care of them, and they don't treat them the right way. We cannot do that. Uh-uh. So, you know, I have to draw up a contract.
So, Kelly, how many dogs are there?
She's been investigating in that contract, honey, because she was still breaking it down like she was in terms of a contract. I know that's right.
Yes.
So, Kelly, how much snow y'all get up there, Kelly?
You said what?
How much snow did y'all get up there?
Child, baby, honey, it's snow, baby.
Well, check her nose.
Honey, these are the girls that's probably...
Oh, shit.
It's a lot of snow. A lot of snow came up here, but you know, child, we're gonna snow again tomorrow.
Yeah, they say it's gonna snow here again on Friday.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me. You know, I don't be fierce against Kelly. That's my boo.
But say, bitch, don't be smoking with my cigarettes. I only got one cigarette left. You gonna give me some more?
You know, about the snow here in Houston, it is like about to be 38 degrees outside.
Whoa.
It's 2 degrees here.
You said it's 2 degrees where you at?
Well, it feels like 2 degrees. It's actually 10 degrees, but it feels like 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody hit me up and said, like they was going off what Sakina said. Which makes me think, they was like, you know how back in the day it was cool, like, because, bitch, I went to jail and all this kind of stuff, and it was cool to have went to jail. I think some people be putting stuff on Facebook because, you know, they want to be, like, they want to be seen or something, like, oh, bitch, I beat that whole ass, and, you know, either, oh, bitch, we robbed that hoe, and, you know, and I'm like, okay, yeah.
I think that's where the term, like, people ask, how can you be a Facebook social climber? I think that's where that term comes in. You know, when you start doing shit just to get likes and just to get props and just to get comments, you become a Facebook social climber.
And I hate I hate people that say, oh, well, bitch, I'm just comfortable with my body. What the fuck they got to do?
You know what's so fierce about it is that Big Dick Bitch, a.k.a. Madison, has made this quote, and now Brandy is giving this quote. Now, that's positive social media. A lot of people wasn't getting into it first and was kikiing about it, but this woman has now made, like, almost an empire of people saying it, even famous people now.
I said that last night, Bishop.
I mean, you even have to be careful with what you share with off of social media, with what you share with people. Just the other yesterday, matter of fact, one of my friends was telling me how a guy had shared all his new pictures with his ex-boyfriend. Him and the boyfriend had broke up. The boyfriend somehow hacked the boy's page, started posting all the pictures of them together, all the new pictures on this boy's page. This boy's supposed to be a church-going boy, blah, 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 blah. They actually had to come get the boy in church to tell him, you need to check your Facebook because there's a shitload of shit just being let go on your wall.
Maybe prime example, the picture of the picture of the drag that I put up last night that me and Alexis was talking about. Well, he had a drag, but he played a drag. Somebody hacked his page, bitch, and stole his iPhone, bitch, and posted up all the pictures of him playing a drag.
Oh.
The children of fears.
For some reason, Switchboard is acting funny again. Ugh. He's disconnecting the phone.
Jasmine, did you hear about that boy that apparently he was putting stuff on Instagram, and the police looked at it, and actually that was probable cause for a warrant. And they got a warrant and found out that he had $250,000 stacked up, and he was the head of a string of robberies, of a group that had been doing a string of robberies, 30 or 40 robberies. I think it was somewhere near you guys around Orlando somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's the one I was talking about earlier. It was very similar to that. It said it won't let me. All right. Hold on, y'all. Y'all can talk. It's just I'm having problems with Switchboard. I hope it don't disconnect. Hopefully they'll fix it.
Play hard.
Okay. So who is everybody rooting for on the Super Bowl?
Dabney.
One of them.
That's right.
Kelly, I believe you're going to probably get the MVP for linebacker.
Y'all got the biggest linebacker in the motherfucking Midwest. Don't do me.
Use a baby, keep it motherfucking cute.
Okay.
She didn't send for you. You're not gonna send for her.
Okay. Don't do me, bitch. Okay.
Okay, bitch. Now you are.
I might be a linebacker, bitch, but that's the wide receiver.
Hey.
So when is the Super Bowl?
Well, Kelly, well, I heard about your application to the House of Ebony by North Carolina Weekend, but I wasn't going to say nothing.
My application?
Uh-huh.
I put an application in the House of Ebony. Trust me, you and Meech, you'll be gone.
First of all, saying you would never come in with that much power.
Miss saying, oh, bitch, trust and believe, bitch, if I was to leave my foundation and go to another foundation, bitch, trust and believe, I'm coming in with a whole lot of power, and I'm going to clean house.
Baby, you left a foundation and went back to your old foundation, and clearly you had no power. Your name was taken off the ballot.
Miss that girl,
now,
bitch. My name will be taken off the ballot, but at the end of the day, the girls know exactly.
You don't have in the house you currently reign in, mama.
No vote.
Have a few seats
no vote.
And a bench to go with that.
Yeah,
no vote.
Okay.
It's a whole lot of no votes going around, Miss Thing, okay? And at the end of the night, Miss Thing, that's just one award. That's just one award out of six that I'm already nominated for.
You're not going to win.
Sure?
Okay.
Just because you got all the votes don't mean you're going to win. That's just what George Bush said.
Oh, baby, I don't need, like my girlfriend, if anybody watched my girlfriend Wendy Williams today, like my girlfriend Wendy Williams said, I don't need to win awards to know that I'm that bitch.
Hello.
Okay, bitch. Award is just to add, you know, to my pedestal that I'm already on. But
and
you girls know, honey. Everyone knows, honey.
We're getting back in the topic.
Yes, everyone knows what's the number one show.
Oh, yeah.
917-2724, you're on the air.
Alexis Clark.
Just let me put my motherfucking business out, you motherfucking.
Hey, sis.
Hey,
Alexis.
What's going on?
Thank you, sis. You came to get your homeboy.
Oh.
I ain't got time to be wrestling with him. Listen, so we're talking about sharing too much.
Yeah.
Did y'all talk about the girl who was on the Facebook when she was doing the income tax fraud?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Y'all didn't see her?
Yeah.
She had
no.
She had threw her like a 6-year-old, like this party that was, it was like valued at a couple of $1,000s. And she
no,
had
it was about $40,000 for that first year old. She turned 1 year old.
Right, and she had all the money on Facebook and was like flogging and you know everything. And she's in jail. She's in Florida, as a matter of fact.
Well, they're gonna give her some time.
Yeah, another Florida person. Honey.
So the girls in Florida like to take pictures. Y'all don't worry.
They gonna give
they
her some real time.
I
they
think
said
she
was doing it for years. She did. There was, she said, over almost $2-3 million. She had went on the lot
shit.
And said, "Give me the most expensive car
yep.
you got."
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Oopsie.
Now she was thinking.
No, she wasn't thinking.
Wow.
She never had
nothing.
She was in Tampa,
people
as
get,
a matter of
you know,
fact.
People
she
start feeling so fab, and they do all this crazy stuff.
She was in Tampa, Jasmine, and she was sentenced to 21 years. I'm looking at it now.
The Florida girls is a kid. And I'm not talking about just the girls, honey. I'm talking about the people. Just
well, Jasmine, have you seen the YouTube video of the girl that was confronting her teacher that molested her, but she put it on YouTube as she was confronting them over the phone?
Really?
Yeah, it's on HLN right now. I was looking at that earlier.
That made me gag, honey.
She made him gag, too.
No, it wasn't
so
him. It was
a
her.
She made a video of her talking to
yes.
him. To send
oh,
him
it's
a
her. It's a female teacher. It was a woman.
Yeah,
it's not
now.
A male
it's
teacher.
Right
oh, that was a female?
Well,
oh, that's even
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, it's a female. And she calls her school. And she's the assistant principal at the school, and she calls the school, and they, like, hold on, and she says her name and everything. And she's like, hold on. They go get her, and she's on the phone with her, and she's like, why did you do that to me? And she's like, you don't think that that tormented me? And she's like, yes. She was like, so when kids run to you and tell you that they have been, like, molested and stuff, how you feel about that? She was like, I think it's wrong. She was like, so what you did to me was right? And the teacher's like, no, I regret it every day. And she was like, and she keeps rambling on. It was like, bad, honey. You have to go see it.
It's on HLN right
wow.
now.
Right now.
It's on World Star soon.
This bitch spent $30,000 on her 1-year-old birthday party.
That teacher about to be fired and career about
somebody
to be
over.
No,
one
listen,
year has
the statute.
She spent $30,000 on her 1-year-old Christmas, I mean, birthday party.
Remember. But the teacher supposedly can't get in trouble because the statute of limitations already ran out. So she can't have it to her already. So that's why she's still teaching.
But, yeah, but she's been exposed. And
well,
so
yeah, now she's been exposed.
After
that, she was,
she's exposed.
Yeah, because she said she agreed to it, you know, and she was like, I'm sorry and all of this stuff. I gagged.
I don't think that should be
sexual
limitations.
I mean, y'all
like
gotta realize that everybody out here, even, you know, my child, as soon as something happens, the first thing everybody's yelling is world star. People grabbing their phones and recording every little fucking
mm-hmm.
thing that happens. And I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
It's
you act like animals, I'm going to pitch you up like animals. World star, baby.
It's crazy. Hold on, y'all. I got a couple of callers. 5043. I mean, Shamika, hey, you're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, but she called herself the tax queen. She got 21 years. She asked the judge because she hugged her children goodbye, and he told her
he
no.
He told her no. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She
had nothing more than a sixth grade education, mind you, but someone must have taught her the tax game. And it also got her baby father for, like, I think $1.5 million also.
Well, whatever.
So they both went down.
She spent $90,000 on a car. She told the salesperson, I don't care what car it is, as long as it's the most expensive one alive.
She was saying, fuck the police. I don't care what sex or money. I mean, she wanted
to
get herself in.
Can I ask a question real quick?
She didn't
Can
know.
I ask everybody, like, a question really fast? If y'all are able to do a scheme of fraud as she did with all those coins and stuff, and y'all know the possibility, like, she basically got life in jail. Would y'all take the risk and the chance to do what she did, whatever it was she did?
Let me, who was, first of all, who was that?
That's Melissa.
That's Melissa,
okay.
Right? I was about to say probably.
All right, let me say this. Me being from the old hustle craft era, we didn't get on Facebook and post what we had, you know.
Right.
When you saw us, you saw us. You knew we were crafting or whatever. But girls
mm-hmm.
these days, I don't know. And I even like the girls who escort. Every time they do something, they have to put it on Facebook or
mm-hmm.
you know they rob the client for a Rolex. They got to put it on Facebook. They got money. They got to put it on Facebook. They go buy a fair new just Christian Louboutins, they got to put it on Facebook. And it's just like, okay, we understand you have money. I just, to me, if you're used to having money, you don't have to show it every time you do something.
Yeah, that's just like selling drugs. If you sell drugs and you're the big dealer, you don't be flaunting your shit. I don't know no drug, excuse my expression, let me stop. I don't know no drug dealer that goes out there and just be flaunting all money around and everything. They go on with their regular day. They go on with their regular business. They don't be flaunting shit. They don't be calling people saying I got money and all that shit because they know what the case going to be if they get caught.
And also, okay. Melissa, to answer your question, Melissa, I think if I were to do it, I wouldn't let it go to the extremes that these people let it get to.
That's what I think it is. I think they let it go to the extreme and they get too greedy and they don't know when to stop.
Have either of y'all ever hustled or crafted?
I hustled.
No, I can give you an example. Down here, a lot of the people here mess with credit cards and shit. They love credit card scams down here. And my thing is, from my generation, like my friends, a lot of their parents are like doing 10 or 15 years right now for shit they did in the 90s. For credit card scams and setups and all type of shit, they come and get them out their houses and shit like that. But
what?
Like, say you buy a gift card for me for $200, but your gift card is really worth $400. It'll be an American Express gift card, and somehow
mm-hmm.
they fix the numbers. And you'll have a $400 credit. But it's like they get gas cards, all type of stuff, but you can only use it at certain, like, gas stations, like maybe just Shell or something like that. But the American Express is totally good, like, you know. But what if you're the person that get caught and you just bought it? You see what I'm saying?
Well, can you hook me up with some people there? Because I need some gas cards.
I know someone who does it, but I never bought. I'm scared. I know someone who does it.
I need some gas cards.
But you know what? This is my thing also. The first 48 formula, when I say first 48, y'all know what I mean. Be careful who you talking to because they can be your friend, but then when the police get involved
right.
with them, they snitching.
Right. That's one thing. There's some car crackers down here, Ben, since the 80s.
Right. The only time I ever did anything that was hustling was I did it because I needed the money at the time. I've never did nothing for a long period of time. I mean, like, if I can't pay a bill at a time or if I come short on my rent, you know, then I know some friends that can help me out with a little hustle that I can do until I get that money, and then I'm good.
Well, the reason I ask the question is because being a crafter or a hustler is a very addictive thing. I often tell people I can't just do something one time and let it go, especially if it's a good amount of money. And for anybody to say that, I can just do it this one time and let it go, it's a motherfucking lie.
I don't really agree with that.
If it's a nice piece of change,
right.
Let me tell you something. If you do something one time and you can get $1,500, $2,000 with no hesitation, you're going to do it again.
Exactly. Not if you find another way to get some money, because
if I was to run into a KuCoin, I think I won't, like, keep going and doing the same shit, because I know I'm going to be bound to get caught. I'm going to try to invest that shit some way, somehow, and make money another way off of it, but I won't keep
running. You're not addicted to the crap. You're addicted to what you get.
Exactly.
It's the double standard.
What was that movie?
You got to put your fucking freedom on the line like that. I don't want to go to jail. Fuck that shit.
Oh, Lord. College student gets suspended for making porn. Oh, hey.
Say something, y'all. Hold on a second, because I don't want us to kind of get off a topic. But I want to, Alexis, you really brought up a valid point when it, you know, comes to a lot of this stuff. I think that a lot, you know, one of the things with this is I think we all have done a lot of stuff in our lives that, you know, because we all come from an era, not even an era, but we come from a lifestyle of survival. And, you know, we try to find the best way to survive. But I think with time and also with growth and also with experience, that's when, fear starts to hit us. Even, like, with health issues and stuff, as you're young, you're running around and thinking that, you know, you're Superman, you're invulnerable, and nothing can happen to you. But as you get older and you realize, you know, like, oh, my God, my health is, you know, after the doctors and telling you all the time, you listen, you need to quit smoking, this is what's happening, you need to do this, you need to do that. All that fear starts coming into you, and you realize, I have to make a change. I think the same thing comes with fasting and fast money. It's like after a while, it's like, bitch, I'm so tired of going into the store. I'm so tired of waiting for this. I'm so tired of, you know, hoping it goes through. I'm so tired. It starts doing stuff to you and everything. And then eventually with growth, you're like, I just can't do it no more. Is it really worth it? And I think that's where you start breaking down. Like before you do it, and in the beginning, it's so easy. And, you know, I just made a quick couple of G's, bitch. I could do it again. And you're spending money all over you're going crazy. But then when shit starts falling apart, I used to always say this. I don't know what it was, but my mother told me when I was younger, don't be buying no shit off the street because it wouldn't last. And I learned that, like, oh, if you go buy a TV, like somebody's selling you, people in the projects will be selling TVs, electronics and shit, you have that shit, you spend only $100 on it, bitch, that shit fall and break 6 months later. It's like, you know, the bad stuff just never would last. But it always felt good. I don't know whose background that is. That's doing that and start muting people because I'm hearing TVs and stuff. But the stuff, when it seemed like when you really work for it and you really put some time and effort into it, it was something that you could value and it would definitely last. So I think that, you know, with time and with growth, the person, you know, they kind of cut their losses. You know, all I want to do is just pay these bills. All I want to do is just get out the hole. I mean, we all go through that. Even if we're struggling right now, we're going to try to find the best way to survive. But I think, you know, with time, like with yourself, with Kelly, myself, a lot of us that have been through so much that, you know, all we want to do is just try to make it and stay above, keep our heads above water and not be greedy, not be flaunting Rolexes and $1,000 all the time and all, you know, shoes and fashion and traveling and stuff like that. We just want to make it, you know, and I hope, you know, I think that's what a lot of people want to do. They need to do. All the young people that are out there listening that are doing all that stuff, child, you just need to try to survive and keep your head above water, because it just doesn't make any sense at all. Like this lady, like you just said, her kids, the only thing she could think about at the end of the evening was her kids, and she wanted to hug her kids. But was she really thinking about that? Was she taking any of that money, putting it away for a college future, anything like that? Like, a prime example is anybody that ever watched the TV show Breaking Bad. That's a prime example of what we're talking about right now, even though it was fictitious and stuff. But that's a prime example. This man knew he was dying of cancer, and all he wanted to do was be able to provide for his family before he died. So he became a meth cook, and he stashed away all this money because he knew that the cancer was eating him and he was going to die. He had a newborn. He had a son that was disabled. He had a wife that was pretty much, you know, kind of lost. And he went out there and tried to get this money, and he's the dentist, started catching up with him. He knew that he could make a quick million, but then it was like, bitch, I just made that quick million, but that's all I wanted. But then, bitch, and I can make another million, and I can make another million, and then it started getting crazy and out of hand, so forth and so on. But that's a prime example of what we're talking about. You know, it just really depends on your life and what you're going through. But it also, you know, if you're living that lifestyle, don't be flaunting it. Don't be letting everybody know what the fuck you're doing. Like Alexa said, you don't have to let everybody fucking know what you're doing, because eventually it's going to catch up with you even quicker. Why? Because people are watching, and everybody's not your friend.
Is Alexa still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alexa, this is a serious question. In the last, like, 2 years, I remember you was going to school and all that stuff. I hate when bitches start laughing. Well, I would say, I know you've been going to school and all that stuff, but have you, like, you been holding down any jobs? This is not a read because I'm trying to prove something. Have you been holding down any jobs in the past?
That fat nigga at work right now.
Bitch, I'm home. I just got off work. Shut the fuck up, nigga. I work every day, J-Rob. I've been working for the past year. I've had a
you know what?
That's why she hasn't been a part of, you know, the show on a regular basis and stuff. Alexis, you know, took a big turn. She's been doing really good.
But Alexis, the reason why I asked you that is because I just want to let you know I am very proud of you, because when I first got on this show, you said something that really kind of stuck with me and disturbed me. You said, but J-Rock, it's just that I know I can get a job. I know I can work. But that quick money is just addicting. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, you was like, people go in and day out working their ass off, and I'm sitting up there at the job, and I know I can just go turn this real and get this money real quick. It's just so fucking hard. So I just want to commend you.
Let me say this.
Holding it down.
It took a lot for me to get to that point. You have to realize, before moving to New York, when I first came home from jail, I went from making $5,000-$6,000 a week to living off public assistance. I did that for about maybe a year or so, and I just got to the point where I said, you know what, okay, enough is enough. There were times when I wanted to go out of town or, you know, it's just simple things that I wanted to do, get my hair done, keep my nails and stuff done. And it was just like, I couldn't do it. It was either go get a job or risk the chance of going back to jail. And if once you've had a life like I have, you just be like, okay, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. You know, and like I said,
doesn't it feel better now?
It feels a lot better, Jasmine. It really does.
It really does. When you buy something nice for yourself, when you actually took that paycheck that you earned and you buy something nice for yourself, or you do something nice for yourself, or you buy something for your apartment or something like that, it feels so much better. Of course, we would love to have it instantaneously, but it is just a better value. It feels more valuable when you're able to do it that way. It really does.
I can't wait till she get that paycheck, like, so we can get that hair done.
Fuck you, bitch. I get that Friday.
This girl's a mess. Fan of Kelly, 347-200, you're back.
his bonbon.
What?
Your name is Bonbon?
What the hell are we listening to?
That's me, bitch.
Somebody's watching American Horror Story.
Oh, my God. That's not American Horror Story, bitch. That's me, honey. It's a demon.
Oh, my.
Me that's just begging to be free.
Oh, my God. So he's calling in and letting us know he's listening to Kelly. So all he do is watch Kelly videos. Kelly.
That shit is scary, son.
Mister, you, hold on. Mister, you sick.
Why is he sick? Because he's listening to my video, so he's sick.
Oh, my goodness.
He needs Kevin Costner. He needs Kevin
Kelly,
Costner.
Need...
Oh, Kelly.
So he's watching Kelly's videos as we're on the radio. He's watching Kelly's videos, listening to the radio. Could you imagine, Kelly, if he's sitting there naked masturbating to your video?
In his motherfucking, hey. In his life mistake, hit me up on Facebook. I'll send you a picture.
Hey, Kelly, Kelly, I think that's...
Better
that's
yet,
what,
hey,
that's...
Kelly fan, if you listen to the archives, I believe she gave her address tonight on the show. So if you listen to the archives, slowly...
Bitch,
oh,
you
caught that.
Let me tell y'all one thing, bitch, okay? And Jasmine, Alexis,
and
anybody that's Peter or anybody that's been on this show can tell you they've been to my house, baby, okay? I got motherfucking cameras, bitch. I got ADT. I got a panic button that hangs on the side of my motherfucking bed, bitch. Hey, a bitch ain't worried about a motherfucking thing, bitch. Because once I press that panic button and you run down those two flights of steps, baby, they going to be right there waiting, bitch. I pay my $54.99 every motherfucker.
And I do too, baby.
Okay, bitch. I ain't worried about it, honey,
right now,
baby.
Kelly?
I protected my ADT, honey.
Who's at your house?
My two daughters.
Your two daughters?
Yes.
Your two daughters?
Yes.
Yeah, be careful. You can't go over there now, honey. One will do a spinning kick on you, and the other one will make a fucking video of you in 5 minutes. You don't want to go over there right now.
Okay.
She'll make one old nasty video of you breaking you, dissecting you, and the other one will do a spin, a dip, and a kick, bitch, and kick you out that fucking window. Don't do it. Stay away.
That is
over.
This boy coming over here, honey. Don't come over there
because
she got her. She got her two daughters over there. Want to make a video of you, bitch, and I want to do a spin and a kick. Right, the cat just walked in the room. She just started busting out laughing.
857-272, you're on the air. 857-272,
you're
on
the air.
Hello?
I
hello.
Thought that's who that
hello.
Was.
Hello.
Who you going?
That was me, y'all. Listen.
Oh.
You.
Oh,
you want another phone? Turn on. No, I just say hello to them. I won't be
hanging
up.
Tell me what is going on
I don't
in
know
the
who
city.
You are, so I'm muting you. All right, so nobody's really pressed the one, but I think we really touched up on it. I want to thank Alexis for really bringing up some strong topics. You can stay right there because I want to talk about some other stuff. And I also want to thank everybody that did tune in tonight as far as, you know, no holds barred and all the stuff that we're posting all over the place. We just need to be careful with the information that we're sharing. Also the stuff when we're making videos, venting and sharing our relationships and all the rest of that stuff. Come on now. I mean, NeNe Leakes said it the other night. All these girls are driving me crazy, but I got my therapist on speed dial. Maybe I need to get a therapist or something and vent to them, honey. It's just, yeah, it just stop venting. Facebook is not your therapist. Stop venting on Facebook. It's just,
have y'all talked about that tranny that killed the 4-year-old baby here in New York?
I was gonna bring that up right now. Alexis, what did you say?
But Facebook asks what's on your mind.
It's very tempting.
Child, I think they're trying to get in too much, honey. I think they're trying to get in. But yes, Kelly, I wanted to talk about a couple of other stuff in the media. Yes, what was the tea with that, the transgender that killed the baby? What was that?
Why would they let him watch the top news?
Maybe. Her and her boyfriend, the father, got custody of the baby from the mother. The mother moved to South Carolina, baby. The father got locked up in Jersey, and the tranny was taking care of the baby, was burning the baby with cigarettes and beating him and having him stand on the balcony in the freezing cold and everything. And then she wound up killing the baby.
Oh, my God.
And then just a picture of
you
her.
You know, that's going to make everybody look at trannies as child.
Yeah.
As monsters.
That's fucked up.
Y'all, did y'all see that Facebook post? I don't know if I can find it. Hopefully y'all seen it. It was like a Chinese woman or a Japanese woman. I don't know what nationality she was. I know she was Asian. She was sitting in Indian style, and a baby was crying. And she just kept slapping the baby. Or she kept hitting the baby with the pillow, and then, you know, the baby just stopped.
That's
an old video?
Yeah.
Bitch, what is going on? Oh, my God, that made me want to throw up. She just kept slapping the baby and kept pinching
them. And then the other
women
were on the floor, like on the other side of the room?
Yeah, but my thing is,
that's
who the fuck was recording it? Like, who was recording it?
Yeah, the people do be posting a lot of crazy shit and stuff. I've seen some nasty, horrible things from people that posted stuff that they were either doing with children or having their children do, thinking it was funny and shit. That shit is just nasty and horrible.
You know what, Jasmine? Now that you say that, let me make you, I'm going to say this. I had a friend who, you know, escorts or whatever. So I was, we were sitting in the house talking one day. So she said, go read this. So one of the clients texted her and was like, I want you to have sex. I want you to fuck my blind child.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
He's 18 years old. And I want to watch. And I was like, oh, my God, is this the kind of, like, I don't, like, I'd be surprised, like, some of my girlfriends who escort, you know, like, some of the stories that they'll tell you, but that, I think that was, like, one that just took the cake. I was like, yeah, that's so fucking there. Like, how can you want somebody to fuck you? First of all, okay, fucking your child, don't get me, if they're of age, I mean, if you, I don't even know how to word it, but for them to be blind also.
And then for you to
want
to watch.
Well, shit, bitch. My daughter just made $6,000 in D.C. mistake. She had the client and his son.
Mm-mm.
We'll say yes.
But I mean, okay, now let's listen to that and listen to what Alexa said. Now, there are some situations where, you know, that fathers, you know, they want to, you know, break their son in or make them a man and feel like they want to be a man. I don't know if we watched that. What was that movie, Kelly, me and you was waiting to see about the transgender and her father that came home from prison and
Gun Hill Road,
yeah.
Gun Hill Road.
I love that
so
movie.
So he went and got that girl and, I mean, you know, and wanted her to have sex with him. But, I mean, he took her to the room, left her in the room and, you know, and walked out and wanted him to have sex. But to actually sit there and do it together is crazy. But what Alexis is saying, that's like psychotic. You want to watch your son get fucked and he's blind. He has a disability and stuff. Like, that's kind of crazy.
If you do it, you ain't got no morals. You ain't got no morals if you do it.
Yeah, they don't. They really don't.
Right now, live on HLN News, they got the teen dub porn to support his family.
For family.
And his mom.
Yeah, I'm watching it too.
Yeah, his mom is like, he's the best child in the world, but he was doing gay porn to support his family.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, Gerald. This is what I don't understand. I understand everybody needs to be loved, right? If your man sits in a hotel or hides in a closet while you in another room stuck in dick, bitch, he don't love you. If your mother is living off you, sucking dick, fucking, or whatever, she don't give two fucks about you. Like, I mean, like, come on. Like, babe, what kind of mother is this?
I mean, but what if she's doing everything that she can do,
And, you know, she's still not making ends meet. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a job. Would you rather him be out here escorting, doing it illegally, or actually making a coin?
How much do you earn from porn?
You know, and this is the thing, for me, with my father's situation, I get paid from the government for taking care of my dad. You know why? Because I look in the resources. A lot of these people, they say, okay, life is over. And then life is not over because you need to think. And I started to think. Once I started to think, I said, let me go up to social services and see what I can do about my situation and my father's. And it worked out so much for the best of me. Now I'm taking classes, and as soon as my father get a nurse in here, I will be going back to work because of the classes that they're giving me. A lot of these people don't take, they think the world's over with, they think they can't get money, they blame it on the economy, but they don't look at the solutions that's out there to help them.
I think a lot of people just try to live above their means and stuff, and I think a lot of, you know, that is, you know, just the situation and everything like that, but there has to be a way, you know, there just has to be a way or a better way. I mean, why would you go through, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just don't have children, and you bring a child into this life, and then you set your child up for that. You know, that's just kind of crazy.
All I know is it's like I'm living in a parallel universe ever since Bishop has came back on this show, because the shit he's saying is, like, shocking to me.
It's true. Hold on a second. 914-258, you're on the air.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight?
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Going very well, doing very well. This is actually at Aunt Anthony. I post in official ballroom chat quite a bit. And
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing? Who is this?
Calvin.
Hey, how you doing, Calvin?
Fine.
Good, good. I just wanted to say, you know, quickly that I just appreciate y'all. I'm sending a lot of love to y'all. And going back to what y'all were saying concerning Facebook, to be very, very vigilant and be very, very careful, because not even your private messages are private. You know, there are actually two people right now that are suing Facebook. Because you know how on the side of the Facebook messages, I mean, not Facebook messages, but like on the side of Facebook, like when you look on the right, you'll see certain ads that pop up and everything?
Mm-hmm. They're using their pictures.
Like you could actually be talking about, you know, I don't know, underwear or dick ass, whatever you want to talk about in your private message, you know, raggedy ass, pussy, whatever, I don't care. But you can be talking about whatever you're talking about, and you'll see a little ad come up about Massengill over on the side. And you're like, well, where is that coming from? Why are they trying to sell me Massengill on Facebook? And it's because they, when you look through the rights, when you sign up for Facebook, they never said that they could not look through your messages and look through your you know, your private comments to another person. So just be very careful, because they are sending that stuff out. Excuse my language, I was about to cuss. But they are sending that stuff out to the authorities, and they are letting authorities read that stuff. So, you know, be very careful with what you say on Facebook, you know. It's all being looked at. Anything that you do online, and excuse me, but Kelly has, and I appreciate Kelly for being Kelly. You know what I mean? Not everybody gets where Kelly comes from, you know, and I didn't always get where Kelly came from, you know, because I don't know Kelly personally, and there were certain things that I didn't like how she does. Is she still online, by the way?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. I didn't get everything that you did and why you did it and everything, but I can say that you are a beautiful woman, and I do applaud you for doing quite a bit of what you do, because it is important that people people realize that, you know, when you put something out there on the internet, no matter what it is, no matter what you say, no matter how you say it, it's out there. That's it. And everybody can view it for the rest of their life. I don't care what pitch it is. I don't care what video it is. And people get upset like, oh, was she putting this up and she putting that up and she put this on her little site and she's showing this video and she's showing that about me and my old dude and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm not going to, you know, mention no names right now, but, you know, it's like you allowed that to be out there. You should have never done that. You know, you don't see my name in nothing because I don't do shit like that, you know. So I think it's important and it's imperative for adults to take responsibility for their own actions. And by you doing what you're doing and making people stop their shit by doing that, you know, I think hopefully at some point instead of them trying to blame you for it, they will really be able to own up to the fact that they did that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Baby, I definitely stopped my shit after all that smut now.
Well, thank you so much, Cole. I really appreciate it.
And thank you to all the panelists for all y'all sound effects and mistake. I will definitely send y'all some motherfucking haterade.
What are you talking about, Kelly?
Really?
I heard a lot of body language too. A lot of body speaking too. I heard that in the background.
What nobody thinking about?
Somebody said this is not fair to this young man. They tweeted to Dr. Drew, should girls be suspended from college for stripping their way through college? So why should this young man be suspended?
If this man is doing something that he enjoys doing, I can see if he was doing the porn against his will or if he was out here even doing something illegal, then there should be an issue with it. This man is making fair, legal money. He likes to do it. So let him do it.
Well, you know, that goes up to what Jasmine was saying, living by your means also. And then when you can't live up to the means that you usually used to, then it's just a problem now. It's like a situation now.
So I have a question because I'm not really paying attention to what you're saying about that one particular person. So are you saying that this boy is doing porn to support his family, his mother?
Yes, to support his family, but he got suspended from school for doing it.
How old is he?
He's over 18.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
He's a grown
man. College.
No, he's in college.
Is he in high school? He's in college.
Okay, well, he's a grown man. He can do what he wants to do. So, you know, I mean, that's on him. And he takes that risk, and he should know that risk before he takes it to make this money for his family.
Okay, what kind of college does he go to? Is it a private religious college?
Oh, see, there you go. There you go.
Yeah,
that could be.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That's just like the boys.
Yeah, and I was about to say that. It might be
like
the school
back
that
day.
He goes to.
That's just like the boy back in the day.
Some SUV just drove directly through Popeyes and took old girl out.
And it had to be a black man that was driving it. I mean, the subliminal shit on TV is hilarious.
And he looks a mess.
He does.
So why I got Alexis and Kelly on the line, because I know that they'll most likely, well, Kelly definitely will most likely hang up when we get to American Horror Story. But while they're on the line, I do want to talk about a couple of other shows really quickly. Kelly, Alexis, and everybody else, what did y'all think of Housewives this past weekend?
I don't know, but I've been waiting all season for this episode to come on Sunday.
Yes, God.
Yeah,
what's this episode about?
This is when they finally fight up in the house.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if Todd and Candy are still together, but Todd, it's like every time Candy finds someone that makes her happy, Mama Joyce has a lot to say. Just
Mama
needs
Joyce
to let, like,
need
everybody,
a
every, everybody just needs to, like Candy said, her plan is just let them love. If that's what she wants, then let her be with him. And if something happens, you just be there to support her. I've learned a long time ago that you can't butt into people's relationships. Like, you have to let people, no matter what you say, because at the end of the day, they'll fall out with you and still be together. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you try to keep them from being together.
Well, I haven't really watched this other season. The one episode that I do want to watch is when Candy's like, I'm yelling at somebody, talking about she'll skull drag them across here.
That's coming out this weekend. That's coming on Sunday.
Okay, then I'll watch that episode, but I haven't watched
it. Yeah, I can't wait. I like when they bring back Marlo. She's
do you think Kenya is too much?
Kenya is.
Oh, yes. That's why I stopped watching the show. I can't stand her.
Why?
She's very lame, too. She try to make songs with the, and then the fact she hangs with, he's so late. They try to make beats and do everything. Like, she just tired.
She's extra. She's
so Alexis, much. You like Kenya?
I think Kenya fits right in with the rest of them. She's just as, if you remember when Nene first, when the season first, the show first came on, Nene was just as messy as Kenya.
If not, I don't think she was as bad. Like, people like Nene, though. Like, I don't know what it is about Kenya. Like, you come out of nowhere, you're an old beauty queen. You know, you're, honestly, nobody sees you. You pop up on that show.
Isn't as strong as Nene.
She,
like, I don't,
you know what? I would rather deal with Kenya than Portia crying ass.
Yeah, she gets on my nerves.
They
need to get rid of all those crying ass motherfucking queens on that show.
Ooh. Cynthia's grown, though. I don't know what the fuck Cynthia means. Like, Peter, though. No, she reads down, though. You never heard Peter was an opportunist.
Bitch, are you stupid? Peter is draining your ass motherfucking dry.
Mm-hmm.
Every
and
fight
they get into, stealing money, buying stuff.
Exactly.
I just want to know how she didn't know her man was gay.
Who, Portia?
Who?
Was it Portia?
Yeah, she
didn't know the Underground Railroad wasn't an extra train, so let her live.
All right, enough of my past. What did y'all think of SWV show?
Did the Divas come on for this week?
I didn't watch it.
SWV?
Oh, my God. I just want to send a shout-out to my real little sister. She just got a gig to sing with Dorinda Clark. Oh, yay.
Dang,
congratulations. So what did y'all think of SWV from last week? I mean, did it come on tonight?
Tomorrow.
So what did y'all think? Did y'all watch it? Did y'all like it? What was the tea with that?
I didn't watch it. Is it her name, Lily?
I was just trying to be. I was a bit. She, her voice. Whatever her name is. What her name is?
I was just trying to help out.
What her name is?
I just want to let all the girls know that I spoke with Mona at the ball this day, and we have a Love and Hip Hop transsexual edition coming out soon this day, and we will be casted.
What? I want to see this.
This is what I have to see.
Just don't bring Sydney Stone on her side as Chingasaurus.
Well, who will be the rappers on there?
Sydney Stone.
Baby, the rappers, Miss Sagi. It's a bunch of ballroom transsexuals.
Oh, y'all gonna get that trendy rapper, Britney? get a lady a gig, Kelly. Don't do that. Get a lady a gig. She deserves it. Leave her alone. She's tired of coming to fake audition.
I'm sorry, sister, but these motherfucking Ebony's is really getting on my motherfucking nerve. They be so in motherfucking defense mode when somebody talk about they motherfucking tired ass house member.
Bitch, ain't nobody
Brittany,
for the motherfucking
same
thing.
Wait, Ebony? I didn't know she was in a hoe. Oh.
Oh, shit.
She's a supreme bitch.
She needs to make a rap about that.
Well, you see what happened to Supreme the night on AHS.
No, but y'all can't take that as, y'all can't take stuff like that as shade from me. Like, you know, I haven't been in it. Like, that's not them.
No, I'm just playing some. I know that you wasn't in shade.
Yeah, I really didn't know.
I am the Supreme.
I was just doing that for Kelly because Kelly, she likes coming for us.
Okay. Y'all see this post in the room about this boy robbing clients on Rent Boy, some boy named Monster Dick or something like that. They posted all his information up in the room and shit.
That was Kelly.
They got his phone number, his picture, his everything. And, it's crazy.
It's probably a fake profile. I'm sure he is not the boy in the pictures.
Oh, no, no, they say that he's not a... Because it's some big, bulky white man with, like, a penis the size of a Coke bottle. But, no, they say it's not
Ouch.
Him in the pictures, but he is a... some guy, so he stole $800 and threatened to kill him.
What bitch says?
Why would you have $800 on your person if you wanted to meet a client anyway?
Then a boy get raped and got robbed and stuff. Don't say that.
Sometimes they like to spend money like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got robbed once, and that was enough for me.
You got robbed by who?
It don't even matter. We was talking about
Honey, I think you already let the cat out of the bag.
Mm-mm. We was standing. Weren't we talking about some show or something? SWV.
I was trying to talk about SWV.
Oh, now y'all want
to talk about it, honey, Miss Kelly.
Is
I haven't seen the show yet, but I'm gonna look at the show. I haven't seen it yet.
Do y'all think Kanye West is obsessed with himself?
No more than you.
Oh, what?
He loves attention. I feel like Kanye. Whatever.
Jason, I am not obsessed with myself.
Ebony.
Oh, well, baby, That's different.
What song was that? What's right with it?
Can we please have one day without hearing that shit?
Me too. You just went back to the Oscars. Shut up.
Okay.
I mean, everybody talk about how Jay-Z, Illuminati, and Satan and everything else. I mean, do y'all ignore Kanye? He had a whole album called Yeezus with him with Crown of Thorns on his head and shit. That was some crazy shit.
Tupac had Machiavelli. What you talking about?
Is there an award ceremony this weekend? The Grammys or something? Beyonce is supposed to be performing. Yeah, she's on Drunk in Love with her husband. Oh God, I guess I'll make sure I'm not watching. Thank you. I'll watch Jasmine and anybody else that don't want to watch. I hope it's snowing all your power go off.
I hope it's snowing all your power go off.
Yeah.
You know what? That's some ignorant shit, but it's okay because Sunday at 8 o'clock, I will find a way. Okay?
Isn't Beyonce and Jay-Z opening up the Grammy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know was opening up the Grammys.
Why is LL Cool J hosting the Grammys? Like, this is the fourth time, huh?
Could they find anybody?
Why not?
Nothing's wrong with him. I'm just saying, like, nobody else can get that gig. Well, you know what? I'm not mad at him.
They used to get their host based around the theme of the Grammys. Like, you know, it's usually like one year kind of like rock and roll. You don't really get like no really hip hop night or nothing like that. You may get like a little Rihanna or something like that. Somebody that's really more
any black people
pop.
Even nominated for Grammys?
Yeah.
Oh, good question.
Is who nominated for Grammy?
Any black people?
Beyonce.
What is Kanye got?
We
got
a caller,
270-312.
270-312.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'll try to get in when y'all was talking about the Haswell. Did y'all see the watch what happens when Kenya was on her doing Gone with the Wind Fabulous? I just want to know who was the girl in the background that was voguing?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to all that.
Yeah, because they was vlogging and they shwimmed at the end. They did all that. I was going to know. I didn't know.
Speaking of that, though, it's crazy to see how voguing and stuff is starting to become more popular in social networks and stuff. You know, even some of my straight friends that didn't know anything about it now I'll be like, y'all be listening to that Shabam music and stuff. I'm like, yo, what you know about it?
All right.
Speaking of beats, Jasmine, who is that DJ that has that beat? That beat sounds better than the real Drunken Love. That Drunken Love beat that you played before the show come on, oh my God. That beat is over.
Yeah, this is all them beats, so I love it. Yeah, they were nice.
His name is in the information when I post the picture. Post the break. The thing.
Oh, sorry, we couldn't answer your question, caller.
I'm sorry. The caller dropped. I'm trying to add somebody to the room, but for some reason, I can't add her. I don't know what's going on.
Uh-oh, don't tell me you got kicked out your own room.
Who?
No, I didn't get kicked out. It's just for some reason, she can't get in. I think maybe she was blocked or something. I don't know. 917-688, you're on the air.
Yeah, just to answer the caller that just called, that was Amari and Pony in the background.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
who?
In the background of what? That video she made?
Yeah, when she was, when Kenya was performing on Watch What Happened Live, that was Pony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amari is from B2K?
No.
Oh.
No, Amari and Mizrahi.
Oh, I don't know that girl.
Did someone just call me back about the vulgars in the back?
Well, thanks for
the
info,
that's what the caller asked. That was Amari, and he already said it.
They should have got Kelly the vogue in the back.
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
Well, you know what? It was a Mizrahi, not an Ebony.
Ooh!
Trying to make
it hot, honey.
980-255,
you're on the air.
Hey, it's Marcus. I was calling to answer the question, but it looks like somebody already got to it.
Hi, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hi.
Hey, Marcus.
Who am I speaking with?
Everybody.
Michi.
Ciao.
Hey, Michi. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Whoever. Hello, Jasmine. I know it's your night. And everyone else on the line, Kelly, Alexi, Shamika, everybody.
Hey,
I was listening to what y'all was talking about. Yeah.
All right.
Can I ask you a question, Marcus? What do you think about people?
Let him finish. He said, "Yeah, I was listening to what y'all was talking about."
What you said, Bishop?
Hold on, yeah, be quiet. Listen. Quiet.
Kelly. Kelly. Who the hell happened to Kelly?
I know my sister snore anywhere.
Get out of here.
Work, Kelly. Oh, my sister's tired. My baby's tired. Good night, Kelly, honey. Oh, yeah, she's gone. All right. Must have had a long weekend.
You know.
It sounds like a Baron King bear.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Oh, that was it. I was
you know, I'll address this question if it's cute.
What do you think about what we were talking about with people sharing stuff on the social media? Ballroom, regardless, anything.
Oh.
Your pros and cons.
I have no pros for it. I only have negative things on it. I mean, I wonder why do people post whatever they're going through. I mean, maybe I've always just tried to live a private life. My mother always taught us, you know, you don't really show.
Jasmine.
Wait, what's going on?
That's Jasmine.
Oh, yeah, that's me typing. I'm sorry. I'm trying to fix the issue. Let me press mute. My bad.
You don't share all your issues, even when, you know, certain things you have to protect, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I was told never let your right hand know what your left hand doing.
All right.
And I don't every night.
Damn.
Ooh. Oh, my God. For real?
Hold on, y'all. All right, listen, a couple of things. We got 6 minutes into the show before we go into record mode. We're about to talk about American Horror Story shortly. To the person I'm trying to put into the room, for some reason, sweetie, I can't add you to the room because your name doesn't come up on the list to add. I don't know why. It usually does that if you're not a member. A friend of mine, but you are a friend of mine on my list, so for some reason I just can't add you because your name is not coming up in the list to add. So when I type your name in, you're not even in there. So somebody else might need to try to add you. So if you know somebody else that is in the group, tell them to try to add you to the group or something, and then I can approve it. But for some reason, I can't do it. That's why I'm having a problem doing it.
They won't let us do it. Yeah, so the reason why that's the case is because they left the group already.
Uh-huh.
They click that button and say that they can't prevent others from adding them to this group. So the only thing you could do is send them the link to the group.
Yeah.
And then
uh-huh.
you have to click on add them. You know, request.
Oh, so they're trying to retract.
Yeah, they have
if you do yourself. If you took yourself out of the group, and like Marcus said, then that's going to be the problem. But even if I send you the link, it's not coming up on the link as well because it's a secret group. So
well,
unfortunately,
it,
you're not going to be able to come in.
You can't make it close?
I can't change it because it's so high. I can't even change it no more. They don't let you change the settings because there's so many people in there. So unfortunately, it just... It won't let me put you in there. And J-Rock, the person that you're asking me, I can't add them either. Their name is not coming up. So for y'all people that have you, not talking about you, young lady, but for all y'all other people that want to leave the group or y'all get kicked out or whatever y'all do, y'all better keep, you know, hold on to your ticket, honey, because if you lose that ticket, you might not be able to get in. You might have to create a whole new profile to get in there. She's saying she never left, though, so I don't know. I don't know what happened because I just don't know.
Is she on a ban list?
I don't know. You got to talk to her, honey. I don't know. But let me get to a private caller. Hold on. Try her. I'm telling somebody else to try for you, sweetie. Private caller number one, you're on the air.
I'm a woman.
Well, damn.
Thank you, caller. Keep
you
it cute, though,
like
because
one.
If I hang up on you, we'll see you next week. So, private caller number two.
What's going on, Rum?
Hi.
Well, I was just sitting here listening to y'all, and I was watching American Horror Story while y'all was, you know, doing what y'all was doing. And I gagged at the Supreme being
shot. Hold on. We ain't get into it yet.
We didn't
get
into it.
I'm gonna come to you in 1 second, caller. We're 3 minutes into the record mode. In the meantime, if you're going to disconnect or whatever, I want to say thank you. Don't forget to tune in on Monday for the weekend recap with Kelly, Rodney, Marcus. On Tuesday, we'll be back with Trash Talk Tuesday with London, Jason, J-Rock, and the cast, and we'll be back next week For the State of Emergency show, we will have special guests, the legendary Trisha Khan and Shauna Balenciaga, as we have a topic dedicated to very similar to tonight, a little bit with social media, but we will be talking about the blogs, the gossip blogs, gossip columns like Media Takeout, World Star and stuff, and how they are exposing, you know, the roles that they play with exposing our community, so forth and so on. So we will be back next week for the State of Emergency show with special guests, of course, our panelists, our same panelists, as well as any others, and special guests Trisha Khan and Shauna Balenciaga to talk about Media Takeout, World Star, all those gossip columns and stuff. And how they expose, you know, the roles that we play, the roles they play in exposing our community. So tune in next week for that. Right now we are going to transition into the American Horror Story recap. If you guys do not want to be a part of this, then you didn't watch the show, then you don't want to be spoiled. We don't want to give you no spoilers, I'm sorry. You may want to hang up now because we're about to go ham with the last two, next week is the last episode, but this week's episode, so you might want to hang up now. Otherwise, if you watched it or you just listen to it, you know, come on now. Thank you, Marcus. You're gone. Alexis, thank you for tuning in. Kelly is muted because she's snoring. And everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
No, I was laughing.
Oh, hold on. I just seen your name. Hold on. Where did you... Hold on. There you go. Now I can add you. What did you do? Now you're in there. You're in. Okay. And who is the other person? Trey. I'm sorry. Trey. What kind of name is that? Nope, I can't add that one. J-Rock. All right, Melissa's gone. Okay, so you're welcome, sweetie. American Horror Story. Who wants to take it? Shamika, you haven't been on for the past couple of weeks because I know you've been having certain technical difficulties. But give us the Justin, where are you at?
Yeah, let Justin do it. I never heard Justin do it.
Where is Prada?
Justin is doing it, honey.
I know, where is Prada?
Yeah, where's Prada? I don't see Prada. Caller, private caller, the one who just said you seen it tonight, you're there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, where's Justin? Are you gone, Justin? I don't see Justin no more.
You should.
I think Justin's gone. Hold on, 518-779.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Oh, there goes Justin. Hey, Prada, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
How are you, darling? I love when you come on. I'm making my way to Texas soon, honey. I want to see everybody when I come. I need to have a big ball, so I'm coming soon. Who wants to do it? Shamika or Justin? Who wants to go?
Shamika, you can start it out. I'll recap with you. Hello?
Okay, Justin, you do the beginning.
I'm gagging. Why? it's just, what happened tonight? It's so many things happened all at one time.
I'm all over the place in my head. I'm just going to keep
on. Yeah, I want to say the complete beginning of just seeing Queenie and her being back and some of the stuff, I might not even be in the right place because I know they always have that first opening scene. So that's why I don't want to get that first opening. That's why somebody else want to take it, they can. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just happy Cordelia got a sight back, and I didn't know that. I don't think she got it back even because of the necklace. I think she just realized that it was, you know, once her mom told her that it was already instilled in her, it wasn't nothing that she had to go mutilate her body or disfigure herself to get or to gain, you know, or regain, whatever. Her images were kind of off today. Like, they confused me a lot. Like, her visions confused the fuck out of me because I thought they were going to kill her. And then once I saw the zipper going down, I understood that it was going to be the X-Men that was going to eventually kill him.
Wait.
What about Madame Delphine, though?
Oh, baby.
And how basically just
baby.
Chopping up Marie and
yeah,
scattering her body out through New Orleans.
She was a cutting her up child, and she was just in her glory. But I didn't know that her blood, like by Queenie touching her blood, she would be able to, you know, communicate with her or know what happened, you know, because usually old girl Zoe has to do some type of ritual to find out what's happened to people, you know, like Cordelia had to do to find Misty. So,
but she did say the other girl did say that when there's something going on, their powers do increase. So you know they were going crazy,
yeah,
or whatever. So that's probably why that happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand why Cordelia didn't get remember when she finally touched Madison, she didn't get the visual she wanted to find out what happened to Misty. She had to do like a little ritual with like all Misty things, some of Misty things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder like how she shut her out like that.
Why are some of these people that are getting these powers even trying them? Like when what's her name? Madison was in Florida, and that man died.
Why
did he even know to try to bring that man back to life? You know,
mm-hmm.
she just did it, and, like, he came back to life. Like, what made her even try?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just something within themselves that, you know, it's just natural within themselves. They're reaching within themselves and getting their powers and, you know, just kind of touching up on it. I think that's what's really happening and stuff.
I was really surprised when the girl that had went away with her boyfriend came back. I thought they weren't going to come back anymore.
Yeah.
But you see how they're eliminating characters. I thought that was going to be the end for them. So I was like, wow, they're back.
But why did Misty beat Madison like she was in the Players Club sequel?
Yeah, Madison is the one who put her in the
She said, I don't even need my magic.
Room,
down.
Oh, my God, that was a classic. The way she walked in there was everything. Like, there was just no wasting time, no talking. She beat her like... I was going crazy. And you could see the look on her face. I've always loved Misty. So you could see the look on her face, like, bitch, she was over it. She was beating the shit out of her. She wasn't even beating her
like
a white girl.
I dare you to fight back, because Madison didn't even attempt. You know Madison is a snippy little bitch. She didn't even try to fight back. She didn't want to deal Misty. At all.
No, because it's like Misty had in her head, bitch, I brought you back, bitch.
Yeah, she had it all in mind, yay.
I'm surprised she didn't just try to drop her right there like
that. I know, how dare you, you know.
So you know what?
Why did Queenie have to bring Misty back?
No, but they gagged me when she said, talk to her, and she allowed with something. They said, Misty, you know how your mama say you call you so sad, bitch, you holler just like her.
My thing about it is, did you guys catch, regardless of how they fought, like Misty and the other girl fought, did you catch how they all pulled together when they found out when they killed Fiona?
Yeah.
They all pulled together real quick. And you heard how she said,
you
stepped in the wrong house. It was funny.
But baby,
and that's the time where he died the first
them.
Time.
That's tired. This should know
how
the devil's going to gag them eventually.
How are they going to include the witch hunters into this last episode? Because it seems like this whole last episode is going to be pointed towards finding the new Supreme. So, like,
yeah, that's all I want. Talk to witch hunters. They gone.
But I don't think
with
a major corporation. I'm pretty sure it was more than just that one group.
Right, but they got to the head honcho. That's what they were.
So I think that what you see is them coming back. You know what I'm saying? Because there's gonna be a rush trying to find a Supreme, and then the witch hunters are there trying to catch them. You know.
I thought he said what they did, like, there would be other people that are going to come looking for them or some shit like that. Like, that's why he was so cool about it. Like, he was making tea and shit. Like,
yeah, that shit was funny. He was sitting there, when they chopped his head off.
And then he said, see you in hell, witch bitch, or something like that.
I was surprised that Cordelia had gouged her eyes out. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That was very graphic.
How do y'all feel about the way they portray hell, you know, in the show, the way they portray
blah,
hell?
Blah, blah, blah.
Was I the only one gagging at the black man being in fried chicken hell?
Yeah,
oh my
God. That place I go get po' boys, like they have a drive-thru for po' boys. That's across the river, Chubby's. You ever been at J-Lot?
That was down the street from where I lived in Shadowbrook on
Charlie. Oh, so you stayed at Elgin's. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Chubby's.
Yeah,
no,
that's
where she
has pretty good po' boys. They're across the river, though.
Where Queenie worked at? Where Queenie worked at? Bitch.
They have pretty good shrimp.
I thought the version of hell was, that was your unique take on it. I mean, whatever personal moment in your life that something you dreaded or you something did you really did not like or did not want to be involved in, you had to live, relive that torture for the rest of eternity with your soul. I thought that was, it was exquisite on that end of torture, you know what I'm saying, because you'll never be able to get out of it, you know? So
and the way they showed, you know, the tea with that is if you get into Delphine, it really shows that she, no matter what happened, she still had love for her children because her hell was watching her daughter be tortured over and over again.
Well, I thought she was about to put that that rod up her ass. Oh, no, that girl saw the gag. No!
That's not what
it show. Like, even when they show how all five of the witches died, they had to be the fat bitch with the candlestick stuck down her throat.
Well, they wrong for that. And that but they show Madison up the, but that was wrong how they had a girl on the wall, but Madison was really sick and she was in between like the step post or something, like her head was in between the they fucked over her good. They did her in.
But
well,
do you guys
like,
think that Fiona is pretty gone, or what do you guys think?
She gone.
I don't know, just something like
no,
something
she
about that
bed.
Photo. Something about that photo just makes me think that bitch watching. You know, just something about it. Just
Fiona gone, I think. I mean, but why didn't she use her magic to save her? She could have fucked that man up.
But the way she ran him down, I was sick. I just needed you.
When she bent over on that table and grabbed that chair and kicked them legs back like, bitch, I had no intention
right.
of going nowhere with you.
Y'all see how Fiona threw that body out, though, bitch?
Yeah, on that bed.
All
on that bed. The way she did herself on that bed, like, that was 2 cents on sexual. She paid that shit.
Right. Like, she didn't care. She didn't even try to deny it. She was like, fuck no, I wasn't taking you. You crazy?
Baby, she bent over on that table and poked that bow leg out. I said, why?
But every character Jessica Lange plays in this show, at the end, she always gets fucked over in some type of way. Whatever goes on, she always gets fucked over.
Last past week, I watched The Asylum in the first one. When I tell you my favorite character was Peppa Pig, baby, when she got her motherfucking voice, bitch, I gagged because I loved her from the beginning. Girl, in her head, and
there's
still gas ponytail at the top. I
love those. No, it's some aliens that fixed on her head. They had fixed her brain.
Yeah, the alien, yeah. She was like, yeah, they call me Pinhead. Baby, she said, the baby's coming.
Did you just watch that recently?
Yes, I just watched the whole season a few days ago, not even a week ago.
Did you like it?
I enjoy both of them, but I like The Asylum better than the first one.
And see,
yeah,
it's different because you have some people who love Asylum, who love the first one, but they cannot get into Asylum at all.
I love the first one. Seemed more like a movie to me. I don't know why.
It did. I guess because it was the opening, and they were just learning how to take the storyline. I don't know.
Yeah, but I loved it. But it was
but
like everybody
each,
had to die
story.
In their house and.
Yeah, each story was really different, but I liked it. In Asylum, I liked that it was a lot of different stories rolled into one. You know, there was just a lot in
Jasmine,
in Asylum,
are you
that
in that?
Different.
Are you in that coven room? That room that they made the little group or whatever. They were trying to like hint like what the next subject is going to be about, like what the next season is going to be about. They keep on saying UFOs, but that was retract like to
kind of like the asylum a little bit because
yeah.
you know, like with the aliens and stuff. I think that'll be late for them to do aliens.
Well, they said
you know,
it was going to be circus. They released a little.
Yeah, circus.
Yeah,
oh, it's
going to
be the circus.
Okay.
Yeah.
They never released what it exactly is going to be. The only thing that we know so far is that it takes place in the 50s. And that it has something to do with the German accent, but it's
yeah,
still filmed. It still
German.
Takes place in America.
Well, I have
so
a
I
question.
Think it's taking place in Santa Fe.
Yeah, they said that she's Jessica Lange is actually learning German now for her role.
Yeah, they did say that, and they said she's coming along
go ahead, Carl,
well.
I have a question about the show and its like totality. Because the show has gotten a lot of criticism because they do push a lot of boundaries and they do put out a lot of things that are graphic and, you know, things that people are thinking about saying but they don't never say. Do you guys think that it's like that's what is attracting the audience or do you think that they're right for criticizing them? Like, let's say the slavery and the racism and the sexism and all of those things.
No, I think a lot of those things – you with a show like that, you have to be, I guess, you know, for the lack of a better word, you have to be real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What I like and what I enjoy about a lot of the characters is that they come off as real people. They don't come off as, you know, Angela Bassett playing Madame Word, you know, Marie LeBeau. They come out as she's actually playing this person and she's saying her conversation or the, when you call it the script, she's actually, this is what something that she would actually say. So when, you know, you put that together, it makes for something that I can watch as a real, this is like, it's almost real. It's real TV to me. So,
and I like how he does his homework, like with the different areas and eras that he does each season. Like, I feel like, and he I don't know, I just love the way he does.
I was going to say, you really got to get into Ryan Murphy as, you know, the writer, the director and stuff, and look at his history and stuff like that, you know, first him being a gay male, and then, you know, just get into some of the stuff, like with Glee, you know, him him doing Glee, and, you know, how he has, you know, the type of characters he's played, you know, he's had on Glee, compared to some of the characters he plays and, you know, I mean, he has on these shows and stuff with American Horror Story. He just really doesn't have any limits. Like, he opens the door, like with, you know, disabled or special needs, anything like that.
Right.
He really opens the door, you know, for their characters and stuff like that. So you see a lot of that. And, of course, people are going to be very, you know, they're going to give a lot of criticism and reference to it. But one thing I've learned, like I just said this to Jason over the weekend about Flowers in the Attic. I don't know if anybody watched that as well.
It was late. I didn't like it.
Girl, calm down, y'all. Okay. But with Flowers in the Attic, you know, and it was kind of different and stuff. But one thing you got to pay attention to with Flowers in the Attic compared to the book, the original movie, and this new one. Is that we're now in an era where they're not afraid to expose things on TV. Like, they're not holding back like they used to. Like, with the original Flowers in the Attic, it was based on, you know, this and that, the grandmother, that man in the attic, so forth and so on. But on this one, they really focused a lot on incest. Years ago, we wouldn't see a lot of incest on TV. It was like that taboo. But, bitch, that's what they were showing. You know, it was all about incest and everything like that.
Because I remember in the first movie, they got caught in the tub, and this one, they were like, she saw him in the bathroom, and then again, they were laid up in the bed, like, damn.
Yeah, they were laid up in the bed and kissing and holding and all the rest of that stuff. So, you know, even with American Horror Story, you know, the slavery and all this stuff,
right.
You know, we're seeing, you know, doors, not saying doors that are open at a positive, negative, whatever. There's just really no limits anymore, in all honesty. And, you know, that may be also one of the reasons why the ratings are so high. You may get the people that want to turn their heads and cover their faces, but in all honesty, it's still drawing a lot of attention.
Attention.
And with Flowers in the Attic, like I told Jason, I ain't like it that much either, but that's because, you know, I'm one of those type of people that are always spoiled by the original stuff.
Yeah.
Wait a
minute, I'm all for a remake, but I just sound like it's rare to do it right. Jasmine, is that the movie where
all those kids was up there and their grandmother was, like, starving them and trying to kill them with that sugar on the little...
They made a remake of it. They came on Lifetime last Saturday.
And this Saturday at 8 o'clock, Lizzie Borden.
We have to watch that.
They said that at one point, what's his name? Wes Craven was supposed to be doing the Flowers in the Attic. But they was, like, really kind of grossed out by the way that he did his screenplay and the rough draft and stuff like that, so they didn't allow him to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, like, really creepy.
Did y'all enjoy Bonnie and Clyde? Nah, I love that.
I didn't watch that.
I didn't see it.
Y'all didn't watch?
Mm-mm.
Do you guys have any prediction as to who you think the new Supreme will be?
Me.
I say Queenie.
No, I think everything is still in the air right now.
Part of me thinks it's going to be the daughter.
I think it's going to be the daughter, too.
Yeah, I think it could be Cordelia, too, because she's been through a lot, and she deserves it.
I say Zoe.
And she's the most modest out of her and Zoe.
No,
Zoe's going to kill Zoe. The only reason I say Zoe is, regardless, she's like...
She's the only one that really has not exhibited except to, like,
yes,
one
has,
or two powers.
Right.
We know she has Killer Coochie, and then we know she can, you know, she can kind of cancel out magical powers and stuff like that. But when you think about the rest of the show, a lot of the things that have gone on when they were doing spells and rituals and things like that, some of the other characters have been commenting on how her, you know, it wasn't them doing it, it was her. So,
yeah, like, remember when they brought Madison back, Misty told her that wasn't her, that was really Zoe. You know, she told that to Zoe. She said it wasn't
right.
me, it was
so
you.
If that's the kind of power that she, you know what I'm saying, she's got that kind of power, she just might not know how to tap into it at the moment.
Right.
And she might be just getting comfortable with it. And just like you all mentioned earlier about her, you know, getting that man up after the dude had killed her, that's the type, that's, you know, that might be the thing. You know,
Zoe's gonna die. Zoe's gonna die on the next one. She's gonna gag. Zoe's gonna gag.
Why are you trying to kill my baby?
You know, honestly, I don't want it to be Zoe. Mm-hmm.
Even though I will say Zoe is kind of stale, she's the one that does not have too much of a personality.
Whatever, y'all think Nana come back? No.
No, Nan's not coming back.
Because if you can bring back
Madison and you can bring back everybody else, why the hell y'all ain't trying to bring back Nan?
Yeah, why
y'all ain't bringing back? Because they knew that they were challenged. That's why they couldn't bring Nan back, because they knew
she she's gone for good, but I don't think she's coming back in the human form. Maybe she'll come back with the devil.
Baby Nan, they paid the fuck out of Nan.
The devil told him, oh, you enjoy, there's a lot of people like you down there, you enjoy it down there.
When they did that little raggedy funeral, bitch, and
let me tell y'all something,
y'all
gotta get into the shade. They never really liked Nan anyway, so they didn't give a damn.
She was always the outcast.
Girl, they didn't give a damn that girl drowned. Maybe Zoe did, but everybody else was like, well.
Like, oh, well.
Because
she was always in people's business, reading their goddamn thoughts and listening to things. That's why they paid her.
Amen.
My Nan was powerful, honey. I live for her.
Okay.
Wow. She gagged that lady with the bleach. I said, ooh.
Yes.
Yes, she did. Yes,
cleanse.
She did. Oh, my God.
Need a cleanse, baby.
But if she would have stayed, she would have been a monster, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she would have been a monster.
Yeah, she was going too far, talking about eat her shit and all that. She was kind of going crazy, acting out for real.
She was told about her date.
Speaking about that, one second. Did y'all get how into Delphine put the crap in the food that they were eating and she walked
away?
Oh, my
about,
God.
Yes.
I was like,
yes.
baby,
yes.
she tried
and Murda sitting up that top of me. Oh, I love it. You dumb bitch and you eat your shit, girl. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I got it. Miss Myrtle is a classic, though. She is everything.
And I think her wardrobe is motherfucking fitting. I love her. Bravo, Delphine.
When she read
J.C.
Penney's and Halston, I fell out.
When she said
yes. When she read J.C. Penney's.
J.C. Penney gave the business over to, I'm like, how do you get this one? There's that
Bravo
Delphine.
When Zoe came running in there, she was like, oh. When Zoe came running in there, she just started reading. And she's just so classic.
Wait a minute. Did y'all catch what's her name with that little short wig on? How y'all like her look?
Oh!
The Madame Delphine.
Now, Delphine.
Wait,
oh, yeah.
She tried to really turn it. Like, she tried to have a great ending for herself. She's
the
poor God and everything.
Said,
I'm going to tell a bitch how to tell
the
story.
Queen said, I think you got a makeover. Queen said, I think you got a makeover.
She said, fuck that. I'm going to tell my own story. Shit.
Dog, all
for
these
real,
lies.
The Queenie gave to us.
But she was reading, honey. She was reading. She was, I wasn't crying for, she was just reading, too. The reads on there are just so gay.
She said it wasn't 150 bodies. It was only 62. No. And then
I
she went to the tour herself, incognito, bitch, like Angela Bassett on Wayne Nate's tail with that shit around her head, a scope on her head, and that on them shades.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about she left her clutch upstairs. Yeah, bitch.
But y'all catch how she really gagged because the bitch always complained about being immortal. But bitch, when that knife went in her heart, she said, "I don't want to die."
Yeah.
And it wasn't a knife. It was some type of pet paw or something. It looked like an animal.
Whatever it was, all of a sudden,
yeah,
the bitch don't want to
die.
She said, I don't want to die. But this is what I don't get, y'all. This bitch tortured her own kids, but now she want to cry when somebody else tortured them.
She learned her lesson.
That bitch broke her daughter's foot. Remember?
You got to think she's been in a box for a couple hundred years,
mm-hmm.
and everybody she's known is dead, and then to wake up and see them. And at that point, you have to sit there and watch them be tortured. So that by itself has to be heartbreaking. You can't make recompense for the things that you've done. You've got to watch them go through hell because of shit you've done in your past.
You see how she gagged when they came back as zombies.
Yeah, and
I want to know why the butler gave her Benadryl talking about it as a magic. I said, girl.
Where did the butler go?
No, because she was so dumb she didn't know the difference.
Yeah, that is true.
Baby. She said, don't
now, and I wonder what's going to happen to him next week. I hope they do something to him next week.
Yeah, where's Spalding? Like, he's sneaky. I don't know.
Up there with that black
baby. My father Marie down them stairs and he hit it.
And he has that
But good,
the shame
good,
is that he's a ghost.
That's true.
That
he is a ghost.
He has that baby up there, though.
Well, you know what it is? It's like it's kind of taking you back to the original American Horror Story. Even though he's a ghost in that house, he's still able
right,
to move around
right.
and do
right,
things.
Right, remember they took the other twin baby, and they had it in the house, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but wait,
I
mean,
I'm
in
love from the first season.
In the first one, I guess that Zoe O'Gara was a ghost all that long, bitch, and I'm thinking she alive.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know.
She keep on running through the back door, talking about, get in here. Bitch, you said, let me tell this
mm-hmm.
woman she's dead. Let me show this for her post before she runs herself raggedy.
Well, Jasmine, going back to what you had said about
in the first one also?
She was a little baby there. Going back to what you had said about Kyle Jasmine, I think that in the other episode or seasons, whatever, I think he was more relevant and he was more part of the story, but now he's just, like, in the background and they just give him, like, little parts. Now he's just, like, there.
You got to think the last season, majority of the, even season one and season two featured him majority because number
right.
one, he was a psychotic person. He was the one that went and shot up the school and killed everybody.
You're talking about Kyle, yeah, Kyle.
Yeah, and then the other one, he was the person that they had expected.
He got accused of killing his wife, remember? And killing
right.
his wife to other people. He was supposed to be skinning them. He was bloody face. They thought he was bloody face, but it was really the counselor.
Right.
Right, and so that's just one of those things. I guess they gave him a season off just to stand around and do nothing.
One thing I didn't expect was when they brought him back to life and his mother, like, started doing all these crazy things with him, and he killed her. I was like,
that's
wow.
That's what you saw, because
that
she saw
was
that
crazy.
Tooth. That was a bigger stone down there, and she knew that wasn't his, so fuck, she gave
it. But to think that, I mean, that's why it just goes back to what Jasmine was saying earlier about this show covering and featuring so many things all in one, you know,
and
like a lot
and
of
then
people
then
say
when then the team's doing a threesome and all that, right.
Mm-hmm. But it just the thing about it is weird. The shows themselves encompass so many things all at once for an hour. Because a lot of times by the time you really get into the show is going off, but they would have covered so many things so fast.
I'm sorry. Every Wednesday, I feel like that's the fastest hour of my day. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know about y'all, but
like,
you rush home to get there, and by the time you get home and sit down and good and watch it, it's over.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know. What am I doing
like,
when after next week, it's like,
I know.
I know it comes back out soon, but I don't know when is the date, because
I
got to
know.
I
thought
October,
I saw something for February.
So do y'all know when Orange New Black is coming back? Now, if that come out after this, you know, during that little break, you know, once they're off and making, you know, the new season, I can watch that. Y'all know when that's coming back? Mm.
No.
Uh-uh, they haven't said anything about it.
I watch Orange is the New Black, I think, all in one weekend, honey. I watch
that's how I watch it.
Wait, but Jasmine, you still never saw Family Affair, what I want you to go see on Netflix.
Oh, I finally saw that.
You
oh, my God. That
you finally saw it, Jason? How was it?
Oh, my God. I wanted to beat that man up. And his children, some of them
crazy.
Children, they
that's,
are
that's
still
another
crazy.
Incest. That's a real incest story with a real black fan. Black wasn't a mama Jewish. What she was, Russian, something. She was some type
of
other race.
Yeah, she don't. Then she was like, I don't want nothing to do with y'all. That's
because,
I was like, how do you
just leave
your
children?
Because they went
back to their dad. Because she, no, they were adults then. They ran back to their father after he, you know. But that's still your dad. Like, you know, nobody would ever understand that. But honestly, like I said, my dad was to ever touch me. Like, you know, if I was younger, I was still, you know, it's just different.
I'm sorry,
like,
Shamika.
Know,
I don't think I'd be able to have
forget.
Thanksgiving dinner with the man that was touching me. I don't think I'd be able to do it.
I love my father to death. I couldn't see him doing that like that to me because I'm really like the apple of his eye. But, like, I don't know, it's just something of and then she said she was like his wife. Remember the oldest
one? Yeah, it was
that?
Like one of them was like, when she talked, it was like that. See, it was like she was still in love with him.
Said,
I'm like, bitch, is
you
crazy?
She said she was everything that her mother wasn't.
Oh, wow.
Can I ask you a question?
At 14.
What
do y'all think is going to happen on this season, which is, I think it's the last season of True Blood. What's going to happen?
I know that the finale, everybody, all the vampires had gotten set free, and remember they were having the testing thing. I don't know, I forget what it's about. I forget because it's been so long since I've seen the episode, but they were testing people to see if they had some type of gene in them or blood type that was something, and it's been so long, it's really vague, but I know that the season's going to be real good. I'm just mad that Eric Northwind is gone.
He ain't gone, honey. Y'all really think
he
gone?
Yes! You remember he was on that mountaintop in the snow, butt naked?
I can tell you right now, I'm going to spoil it for you. He ain't gone. He's still there.
Okay.
But as far as True Blood goes, True Blood comes back on in June, so we still got to wait till June for that. Orange is the New Black is supposed to be coming out this spring, and we're supposed to find out exactly when, sometime I think this week, they will be releasing it. I don't know if y'all watch Bates Motel, bitch, but I love Bates Motel. That comes back on March 3rd. You know, I don't know if y'all probably won't get to it, though, but I know y'all, when y'all watch American Horror Story, y'all probably see previews of The Americans. That show is actually good.
Is it the one about the spies?
Yes. that, I don't know if y'all would get into it or whatever. I didn't think I was going to get into it, but that shit is really fucking good. It takes place in the 80s. It has to do with two people that are from Russia. They are sleeper cells living here among us. It makes you think that who's your neighbor, that these people live here as, you know, regular people, your all-American family, your kids, their kids go to school with your kids, y'all all on the soccer team, all that same bullshit, but they actually are hitmen for Russia doing shit, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's really deep, and the first season really was fucking good. We lost Shamika, we lost Calvin, so we are slowly losing people. I don't know if their phones are getting disconnected. But
invest
yeah,
in B-Tech. Invest in B-Tech home phones. Everybody can't be on a cell phone.
I know, right?
you know what,
yeah,
Jasmine?
That actually is a good show. Huh?
Jasmine, I'm more of a person that likes to look at, like, American Horror Story, True Blood. I just like more of, I'm not saying I'm you.
Did we just lose Bishop?
Knocking everybody off the line.
Wow.
No, I'm here. I'm not saying I'm just like you, but what I'm saying is that just for it to be horror in it, in a thriller, or something, speaking of gods and everything, I like stuff like that, and like stuff that got serious like that, because, I mean, I like fantasy stuff, period.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm gonna really miss something.
Yeah, already know. I'm a big horror fan. Like, I love horror and stuff like that. So, I love all that stuff. But that's why I love American Horror Story. But I don't know, there's not really much. Like, what else is out here that's like that?
The only thing that I have been watching aside from it is Once Upon a Time. The one about the fairy tale place or whatever.
I watched one Once Upon a Time. You know what else was good that I was glued to every week? Dexter was really good.
Yes,
I
never indeed.
Watched
yes,
that.
Indeed. How that ended, I was so mad how it ended because,
yeah,
you know,
like
he had to.
Yeah, ended. But don't say it because if they didn't see it. But, yeah, Dexter was really good. I mean, I really suggest that to anybody. If you don't have nothing to do this summer or whatever, give it a fucking try. It's amazing. There's a lot of seasons on it. That is really amazing. So I like that. Of course, True Blood. I liked American Horror Story. What else out there? Bates Motel. You know, all the horror mystery. I love that. But what else is out there that's like that? I'm not really into the whole fantasy stuff. Like, I want to give Games of Thrones a try.
I still haven't watched it yet.
Games of Thrones. I need somebody flying across the room or something going on to a certain extent. I don't know. I've tried to watch Game of Thrones, but I just couldn't get into it. And it's one of those things, I guess, if you miss the first couple seasons, you're kind of behind.
What about Spartacus? You know, nothing y'all look at there.
Oh, now I love
Spartacus. Oh, I watch.
I don't watch that. I'm not into
Spartacus
that.
Spartacus with them bodies, baby. Them bodies. And ooh. Yeah.
You know what? Another thing that I watched, and it was the first two episodes was really, oh God, there's a couple of things. Actually, the first two episodes was really, really good. It's on the BBC channel, Orphan Black. It was really good, and I need to watch all the other ones for the first season because I think the second season's coming out. But that's really, it was really, really good. I don't think anybody watched it yet, but that's really good. It has to do with a girl that finds out that she's part of an experiment, and she has a whole bunch of clones that are just like her. So she finds out that she's actually a clone, and I guess, I don't know, the scientist or the organization that created those clones is looking to kill all of them. So just imagine you thinking you live in your life normal, bitch, and there's a whole bunch of you all over the fucking place, all over the fucking world, and, you know, so that really is good. So Orphan Black is a good one, and I only watched the first two episodes. I also
Who is good, too, on the BBC, Doctor Who?
Oh,
Man, Jasmine, it is something that's about to come on. Penny Dreadful on Showtime.
Yes, yes. I want to see Penny Dreadful. Yeah, on Showtime. I did see trailers of that, so that has to do with horror. I definitely want to see that. It was something else on horror I forgot that was coming on. I think it's coming on Showtime as well. I forgot what it was. I don't know. I forgot. But, yeah, that's definitely good, too.
Y'all gonna make me run my cable bill up.
Thank God for a DVR. That's all I can say.
I got like 54 stuff programmed on my season passes on my DVR for 54 different shows.
See,
that's throughout the year though. They ain't all coming on at one time. That's just throughout the year. Like that's everything from All the Love and Hip Hop, Tiny and T.I., Housewives, my regular shows, my everything on there. The Originals, I love The Originals, and Vampire Diaries, and oh my God, I love Teen Wolf. It's just my guilty pleasure.
Don't forget about Bitten. Bitten.
Ooh.
Yeah, I watched the first episode of Bitten. That's really good too.
The new one's out too. The second episode.
Yeah, I didn't watch it yet. Did you watch Jason? Did you watch Opposite World?
Yeah, I watched. Oh my God, I think I'm gonna love that show.
Did you see the second one from tonight, The Elimination? I didn't see it yet.
I didn't see. No, I'm gonna have to go on demand to watch that.
Opposite World, I don't know if y'all into those reality shows and stuff. Like, as far as reality shows, y'all know I love Big Brother. I like Survivor. I used to like Amazing Race, but Sci-Fi Channel got a new show called Opposite World. It's very similar to Big Brother. It has to do with two groups living in a house, but the house is divided. One side of the house, and you live like you're in the future with everything high-tech everything, refrigerators, toilets, beds, everything, kitchen, everything high-tech, like very futuristic Jetson type. The other side of the house, you live like you're in the caveman age.
And then they come together to battle each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to battle and challenges. And if you win a challenge, your group, you decide if your group lives either in the past or the future. I mean, on the first episode, bitches was getting fucked up and sent home. That's how deep it was. But, it is so, it was so fucking, I was living. But that's because I'm a big brother fan. Then, of course, you got the queen on there. You got the undercover queen. You got the ghetto bitch. The Latin ghetto bitch. I mean,
I ain't even get to all that yet, Jasmine. Whoa, I got to watch it again.
Oh, yeah, you got to get in. You know I catch everything. Yeah, you can get into it. It's a key. That's my life called Opposite Worlds. So if y'all ever watched Big Brother, gave Big Brother a chance, this is something. I told Kelly to watch it, but I don't think I asked watched it yet.
Jasmine, what do you think about Tahiri turning down that proposal?
I gag. I understand where she's coming from, but I just felt like what he did was so like, bitch, you don't really find people to do shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I understand what her point is. You know, like, he put her through a lot, and she's like, bitch, you was just at the strip club, and you just had somebody in the bed, and this is what you want to do. Like, I understand it has to take time, it should take time, to build your trust back, and, it's going to take time to win my heart back, but I just think what he did was, even probably they did it, Mona and all them, but I just think what he did was just so fucking romantic, like, oh my God, that was
so you,
amazing.
So you would have said yes if you were in her shoes.
I don't think, no, I'm too stubborn. I don't think I would have said yes at all. But, I don't even think it would have got to that point. If he would have been calling me up as I was in Times Square, I would have probably hung up the phone. Like, bitch, what do you want? I get over people.
Oh, Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just, what he did was so nice, so romantic, but I understand where she's coming from.
What do you think about Peter Gunn? I can't stand it, man.
That's a fool.
No, I don't think he's the fool. Those the two women are the fools.
No, I think that, number one, Tara was misled, you know what I'm saying, and what was going on, even though I know she probably knew she was cheating, he was cheating, but I don't think she knew that he was to the extent of going and getting married to the hoe, you know what I'm saying? And then the other girl, once she found, I mean, but who does that? Who gets with somebody while they with somebody else and marries them and expects the relationship to be good? You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, she's a fool.
Amina
you're
is
married
just so
to him.
Fragile to me, though.
But you're married to
Amina
him.
Amina to me is just very fragile.
He's retarded.
I mean, because, like, you're married to him, but he's telling you he's dead with... No, if I'm married to you, you're coming home to me every night. But I started watching that show late in the season. And when I watched that first episode, I think I called my sister. And I said, bitch, she's singing that song to him because they fucking. And my sister said, you've been watching this already. I said, no. I said, you pick up on body language. I said, if that other bitch that he living with, his baby mama, if she ain't picking up on the chemistry between the two of them, something wrong with her as a woman. I mean, but I know that we all live in a fool's paradise and we don't want to see what's in our face when it's right there, but that's dumb. But then when the shoe is on the other foot, and then you talking about, I'm fucking him, I told him I want to ride that, so I rode it. It's like, so basically you got her back for what she did to you, and
but she got a ring.
Y'all continuing to go back and forth with this man, because I know, because in the end, he going to still end up fucking both of them.
But see, that's how STDs get passed around. That's
right.
The gag. That's a real good gag, because I was just looking at the situation like, you got your baby mama that you still screwing. You got her that you still screwing. You don't know who else out there you screwing to. It's just too many variables all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
so
you still got kids
about
in the middle, and she want to have kids.
But it's the same, it's very similar to, like, Rich and Erica and Sin. How do y'all feel about, you know, Erica? Like, on one hand, I understand Erica and the way Erica's going off and everything, but I think she'd still be all under riding Rich's dick and shit like that. Like, I
right.
don't get it.
And I feel sorry for Sin. I feel sorry for Sin.
Well, dude, I feel sorry for saying that, number one, this is her first experience, quote-unquote, with another woman. Because when they said it on the show, she was like, she always tempted to thought about the idea, and this is the first person she got with. But now she's with somebody who still likes dick and likes pussy. And, yeah, that's...
Ew,
what do you think is going to win?
Number one, he's ugly, and number two, he ain't even got no dick.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but the way he hemmed her up against that wall when they was outside that club trying to get that kid, I said, ooh.
I lost respect for him, because it's like, for one, you have to learn, like females have told me, I'm not going to argue with my man over another man, because I know that it's something I can't give him that man can. But I'm going to argue with another bitch, because that's my competition. A man will never be each other's competition. So that's another situation where, okay, that bitch must got some bomb-ass, gold-ass pussy that's got them motherfuckers going crazy, got men and women going crazy over her. But see a hoe.
Yeah. I mean, she making everybody look stupid. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I have to give her credit for that one. If the object of her game was just to be able to have something to be on TV for, she's playing her plot right on down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they could have left the whole story between Saigon and Erica Jean, like,
blah, blah, blah.
The
yeah,
because
that
whole storyline is tacky. How are you going to build a relationship just because you had a baby with the person? It doesn't mean that y'all need to be together. It means you just need to be a father to your child.
I mean, but I do respect him for trying to, like, build a family, you know, which is not seen out, like, in society, whatever.
Right.
Even if it's, I don't know what it is, but they're trying, at least, of just saying, you know, because he can be a father and pay her child support or whatever, but it's not the same as having two parents in one household, you know, and raising a child.
That's true.
Especially if that child is autistic.
But you have to. But the only thing about that, Brian, is you have to get into the context of what their relationship was. She was a jump off. She wasn't like, I'm dating you, we're together. That was somebody he was just screwing with. You know what I'm saying? How do you build a relationship with somebody like that? Now, to a certain degree, I guess, you know, stranger things have happened. I mean,
right. People
do that all the time, but that's not going to be anything solid when as soon as they don't agree on something, just like when he took the child to the specialist to try to get him tested to see if he was slow. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Because, see, I never knew if they – I just thought they had that on-again, off-again relationship. I never knew that she was a jump-off.
He said that was somebody he had gotten up with. That was in the beginning of the season. That's somebody he had gotten up with and, you know, she ended up getting pregnant. They got into it. He went on tour, and he came back, and he was a baby.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's some great connection you have. The only reason, you know, I applaud him just like Brian said, but that's not going to last. Hello?
Colin, is that your name, Brian?
No, my name is, my name is not Brian, it's Joel. But you probably confused me. You probably confused me for the other guy that I did sound like.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
He do not sound like no Brian, honey.
Not Miss Jasmine, is that shade?
No, I'm just, honey, I'm giving you a compliment.
I thought it was.
No, it's no shade towards Brian. I love Brian, but you know, you don't have that southern, you know, Brian.
Yeah, well,
like,
I'm from New
know.
York. I'm from Brooklyn, so yeah.
Do you listen to the show a lot, Joel?
I just recently started getting into it because I saw Kelly mentioning it a lot. So I called like 2 weeks ago, and I, you know, it's like 2 weeks ago that I've been, you know, listening to it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got about, you know, a few minutes left into it. So what is everybody, what is this? Okay, yeah, real quick. When is the Super Bowl again? I forgot.
The end of the month.
Okay, so the end of January or the end of February?
Is it the end of February? I think it's the end of January.
No,
I thought it was
it's the end of January.
It's
next week.
New York already.
It's next week.
Oh, wow.
Because the football is
New Jersey. And it's in New Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I heard they're redoing Times Square and everything, child. It's going to be busy over there in New York.
Disney.
I guess those Uber cabs are going to be making a lot of money, honey.
That would be a good time to host a ball in New York.
I know the girls, the working girls are going to be making a cute coin that weekend. I know many of the working girls that travel to the big events and stuff, and they make a killing, honey. So kudos to y'all. Wrap it up. What is everybody doing this weekend?
I'm watching Lizzie Borden.
I'm watching the Pro Bowl.
Tell me why a bitch can't win nothing at bingo.
You do bingo?
Child, I haven't done bingo in like years. I went to do bingo last Friday, and mind you, there wasn't that many people in there. But I couldn't even win $50. Every time you have one number left, somebody else wanted to scream out bingo really loud.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really getting hype.
That's gag bingo right there.
I was just sitting there and I just was holding my head and...
You more good at the slot machines than going to bingo night.
Can't do nothing at slot machines either. But I'm going to try again this Friday.
Oh, my God. What am I going to watch tomorrow night? Still no Scandal.
Yeah, have y'all been seeing little previews of Scandal? I've seen one little preview.
I've seen them taking pictures, but I haven't seen any, like, previews.
When is she supposed to have her baby?
Or when did she
do? When did she actually do?
That's a good question.
I don't know, but
I mean,
you gotta
pop this out and get back to doing some scandal.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but did y'all see Ciara leaning over backwards with that baby bump on her?
Oh, she pregnant?
Yeah, Ciara's pregnant.
She one of the baby mamas.
What's that? Rihanna's really having surgery on her forehead?
Oh.
She Jasmine.
I really heard that she's having surgery on her forehead.
What kind of surgery?
I tell you, I listen to Wednesday
forehead.
Night because y'all give me all the tea.
You
for
get
real,
a forehead reduction?
Well, Jasmine.
That's what I heard.
Wow. Well, Jasmine, speaking of surgery, I won't be on the show Tuesday night or Monday night because I'm having surgery Monday. So when I return, I may sound different because I'm having ear, nose, throat surgery. So
I thought J-Rock was gone.
Okay.
No, I'm here.
Take two.
So just keep me in y'all prayers because I don't like anesthesia.
Oh, no, I don't like
I'm
anesthesia.
I'm going to keep doing my prayers. Is Prada, you going to be there with him to hold his hand?
No, my little man will be there.
Your
Prada.
Ex will be there.
Did Prada fall asleep too?
I'm here. I just gave tickets to the girl. Just like a big girl. She don't need me there to hold her hand.
When I wake up out of the anesthesia, I mean, I can't. Okay.
Well, regardless, I'm praying for you to have a nice recovery.
Yeah, I hope everything goes well. But you got
to
be there for your family. You never know what could go wrong or whatever. So,
right, like the doctor going to show me the fucking whatever they call it, shit, the x-ray, talking about that right there is your eye. If I make one wrong move, I could put your eye out. So that's why I'm like, bitch, don't tell me that.
Mm-hmm. You be walking around like you kill you.
You giving a ball in Louisiana?
What was that?
You giving a ball in Louisiana?
Yeah, we're giving that's for Mardi Gras. Everybody coming down to
get you need to get a commercial, honey. Get a commercial.
I'll be talking to you.
All right, y'all. We got 5 minutes. We're probably about to get disconnected, so I'm going to start from the bottom and work my way up. Justin, say good night.
Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Good morning, rather.
Thank you, Justin, for tuning in. We'll see you next week for the season finale. Prada, say good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Prada. Joelle, say good night.
Good night. It was nice talking to y'all.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Tune in next week again, sweetie. J-Rock.
Good night, everybody. Remember to wrap it up and play it safe and... If you see me, don't touch me.
Thank you, J-Rock. Bishop, say goodnight.
Good night, y'all, man.
Thank you, Bishop. See you next week. Jason, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone. Have a safe, blessed weekend. Make sure you get out and do something positive.
Thank you, Jason. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show. We'll be back next week for the media takeout episode with Shauna Valenciaga and Trishe Khan. Don't forget to tune in Monday with my legendary sister, Kelly Mizrahi, and the icon father, Rodney Prodigy, as well as Marcus Escada for the weekend recap. We'll be back Tuesday with Jason, London, J-Rock. Well, J-Rock may be off that night, but with everyone else in the crew for Trash Talk Tuesdays. And we will be back again Wednesday for the State of Emergency show. Everybody have a safe and blessed weekend. And I hope you guys learned something tonight. Talk to you soon. God bless. Bye-bye.